Tuesday, July 23, 2019, Dakota County Board of Commissioners, Dakota County Board of Equalization, special meeting at 9 a.m.
Do we want to address Bart stuff and Leon stuff?
Yeah.
Recorder's on? Okay. We are going to call to order the Board of Equalization for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. It is now 9:07 a.m. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Yes, here.
Janet is absent. Martin?
Yep.
Tony is absent.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Larry, or Janet and Tony.
I'll second that.
Yeah, things are for probably Jim and
Larry.
Yes.
Martin.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll begin with the consent agenda item meeting. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes for July 22nd, 2019 is the only thing we have, so I need a motion for that.
I'd make that motion. They seem to get the copy of the from yesterday, so we're ready to go.
Martin?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, we will move on to new business. Item A, we will review property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. Okay, so stuff from yesterday. And Leon, you can go ahead and start us off.
Okay. And from what I understand, this the protest I'm talking about here is protest number 80-92. It involves about 13 parcels owned by Jackie Olson as trustee of three different trusts.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that was discussed and perhaps voted on yesterday. I've done a little research on that. I'm not sure that that was appropriate because the county clerk knew I wanted to testify at the meeting. She had advised me that these parcels wouldn't come up on Monday, but would probably come up either Tuesday or Wednesday. And, of course, I've looked at various information guides put out by the Nebraska Department of Revenue. One of those talks about these hearing procedures and, of course, tells me that I need to be timely. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm timely about being here at this meeting, and it probably shouldn't have even been discussed or voted on yesterday.
Well, I don't think we did anything
irreversible, huh?
Well, no, I don't think we did anything out of order by hearing them yesterday.
But, so I guess I'm not sure how to resolve that issue, other than I think that maybe it did, by not allowing me, in effect, not allowing me to testify or provide information, which I should have been allowed to do when I was told I didn't need to be here before Tuesday by the county clerk.
Who told you you didn't have to be here?
I told him I didn't think it would be heard on Monday because it was
okay.
The referee.
And that it would be
and he couldn't be here, so I didn't. Well, no. It wasn't heard by anyone.
If I knew I had to be, I would have been. But I was in Fort Morgan, Colorado at a funeral. So.
It wasn't done. Scanned in, so I didn't think we'd get to it.
But I think you were advised that I had wanted to provide information.
Yes, they were told that.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I want to maybe provide, and from what I understand, the biggest issue was the problem with equalization. Am I correct on that? So that's probably the first thing I wanted to talk about, is that, and whether it really is a problem. And so I'm going to try to go quickly, but read, and this stuff is coming out of a couple different information guides provided by the Nebraska Department of Revenue. The ones I'm going to read quickly now are real property valuation protest guidelines. And it says basically that as a protester, I can file a protest if I think the real property is assessed at more than its market value or is disproportionately valued in relationship to similar properties. And in quotes, they say equalization. Now, I don't have to satisfy both of those. It says or. So I think really all I have to do is establish value. I don't have to establish both. And it also, though, even when it comes to equalization, means properties have a consistent relationship to market value. For example, properties assessed at the same percentage of market value. If you read that definition, I don't have to satisfy the same rules that Jeff does when he assesses the property. He does have a requirement that he has to assess all property, similar property, the same. But I, the protester, don't have to satisfy that. Because all I got to do is establish market value, and if I can do that, and we'll talk about later whether I've done that, but if I do that, then I have no equalization issues on my protest. Let's see. Of course, it just discussed when it talked about should a protest be filed. It's talked about either, ag property is either assessed at market value, 75% of value of ag land. Okay. Ag land is at 75%, or is not equalized with comparable properties. I don't have to satisfy that. I'm going to make a quick comment on that. Is that equalization comes from a uniformity requirement. I almost think that didn't even happen to me. When I say me, I'm talking about the Olson. From Jackie's standpoint, because the 2018 values were approved by the board as being true values, you did a confessive judgment and Turk approved that. And then in 2019, those values were increased effectively by 10% because you took and used everybody else's values. Yeah, you dropped them by 89, but that effectively was a 10% increase in the values that you had said were correct.
Now, Jeff, last year we went off of a different
methodology
right?
You did not.
Yeah, hold on. Right here, Leon. It's the NCCPI. That's product. You bring this to Turk, and all I got to say is NCCPI, they're going to ask you not to talk about productivity because that is not the law. That's what that code is. You know it as well as I do. That's a production indicator number. You can't do it. And the Turk rules for 1 year, 1 year only. It is irrelevant of what the Turk said. The Turk could have said you had zero value last year. It's irrelevant to 2019. It has no bearing whatsoever, and there are several cases of law that back that up.
Well, did the law change from 2018?
No, the law is what it is.
Yes, and you said this was a value for 2018.
You need to argue with the Turk about what they said, not us. Turk will tell you we don't want to talk about 18, we don't want to talk about 17, and if you bring it up, they're going to dismiss it. I'm just telling you how it works. I'm just telling you what the laws are. If you want to compare productivity numbers, you can't because nobody else in Dakota County is based on this NCCPI.
Well, that is a method approved by the Natural Resources. They say that's appropriate for Nebraska.
Our soils come directly from the state of Nebraska, NRCS.
Yes, and that's who gives you those.
That's what we use from the state. That is what your value against.
So why did you approve those values for 18?
Why did I? We were under the impression they were going to pass little statute that would give us permission to do it, so we wanted to get ahead of it. Is the only reason.
My argument is, you said that was appropriate market value.
No, I did not. It's nothing to do with market. It was all production based.
You looked
at to this board sitting right here around this table, and did I or did I not tell you?
Do you want to read that appraisal again?
That appraisal sucks. I'm just going to tell you straight up, his math doesn't even add up. I sat down with two appraisers and we took apart everything. He can't even add. So you can bring your appraiser.
Which I did at that meeting.
I've already tore apart that appraisal already.
Is that referee? Where is the referee? Not at this meeting, apparently.
No, Fred's not, yeah. And the gentleman, one of the gentlemen I had tear it apart has done ag appraisals for 40 years for Farm Credit Services. And yeah. He laughed at it.
Well, this guy is pretty accredited appraisal.
Oh,
he was a referee himself for years for Douglas and Starfleet County.
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole thing boils down to we can't discuss 17 and 18. It's a production-based number. We used on the premise that that was going to pass legislatively, which would have gave us permission to switch everybody. So we were going to be ahead of the curve.
And he mentions that, but I don't know that his appraisals were based on the production. They were based on part market.
They're all the NCCPI numbers and stuff. It's all in the appraisal. He was looking at production, not market only. Because if you look at market only, I mean, you're trying to say, well, our market's wrong because of the NCCPI. Well, you can't do that because it's either the market or it's production. You got to separate it. You can't say.
But and he had had market value shown in there, in that appraisal.
Yeah. I'm sure he had some market values in there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm sure. But he used the NCCPI numbers to help get him to that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, no. I mean,
because
the market value.
Because he was looking at, because if all he said is, look, it's sandy by the river and my bushels are going to go down if it's irrigated, that's talking production right there. Less bushels is productivity. And if you want to lower the value because of less productivity, you're talking about a different methodology. Is the concern I have.
Well, so tell me how you figured out the variation between Class 1 and Class 2 and Class 3 soil.
It's given to me by the state. So
and what do they base that on?
The NRCS. They get their data from them, and then they give it to me, and then we use it.
But that's right where that comes from.
No, because I got 93 other counties that use the same maps that don't agree with your opinion of this value.
Well,
I mean,
you don't want to know where I got that index? Local office right here.
Yeah, so we went for
Dakota County.
We went down there too. How old is that document?
That was given to me back in 17 when we protested 17.
Yeah, but the document's from the 70s. We got it, too. We went down and got it. They didn't have anything newer in the office. We had to call the state to get anything newer. I know what document you're talking about. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. When they built the original land manual, they used that document.
I still don't think you... Well, the question, I guess, comes back. First of all, if you... said how you're not going to make the change because of equalization problem, I think you're completely off base. Now, if you say my market oriented, well, then we can discuss that.
Yes.
But I don't think equalization is your logical reason for doing it, because once you got market value, you satisfy the equalization rules as long as you assess it, 75% of that market value. You don't have.
So I would have to change market. So I got 2,400 other parcels that I would have to change to match you then.
Yeah.
Because the Turk's not going to rule to take me out of equalization.
But you are, that's correct.
Because I've already met the market with my sales analysis.
Well, and...
And he's using sales from Iowa. He's using sales six counties south of here.
He used
Burt. Two sales. I got nine sales in the county.
We sat down with you, Jeff, at that meeting. He went over this. You never mentioned any of those issues when we sat down.
Because we took the sales and market out of it, we were doing production.
He didn't do production. I wish I had him here or talk.
Well, you can bring him to the Turk case and let them explain what equalization means and market means and productivity means. I'm sure they'll do a great job of explaining it in the hearings.
But I'm
not changing 2,400 other ones based on data I have from the state of Nebraska. Now, if he wants to go against the state of Nebraska, he needs to approach them legislatively.
But
do we have him?
What's frustrating me, Jeff, is you approved that value for 2018.
And 17.
And 17. 17 and 18.
Production-based. Yes,
so I'm saying now in 19, everybody else's land values went down, you say 9%, but I think it ended up being 8.5 something.
Between 7 and 9, yeah.
Yeah. But their value all of a sudden went up 10%. How could that be uniform?
Because they were based on production in 17, which was lower than market.
But you agreed to that assessed value.
Yes.
So you confessed a judgment.
But that's irrelevant. We're not going to get in earthly. It can't be heard. They don't. So that has no bearing on a hearing whatsoever. They approved for 1 year, 1 year only. We had two, so they gave us a 17 price. Yeah. They gave us an 18 price
we're
production base.
Passed.
Because we wanted to move. Remember, we talked about that.
So
I said, if this legislation passed,
which
we had every inclination it was going to, even senators told me it was going to pass.
Fraser here.
Somebody taxed, and there's a long story, somebody taxed some bills onto it.
Because he'll have to equal.
We were going to be ahead of the curve by doing
that. No, but just to give them a
so what they're paying now, so if I bring up 7741, and let's say his value is 5930 an acre, every farm that has 7741 Haney variant will have 5930.
It was all flawed.
Out of all 2,200, whatever it is, 53.
Okay, you would have to adjust your LVG codes to comply.
Yeah, so we're all going to go by, so that's what the equalization part is, that we equalize based on market. So we got to look at the sales first, which we have plenty of sales without going outside of the county. The state went outside of the county down to Burt for a couple. But I don't do that because it's a different market. But that's where we ended up with it. But it sounds like we just have, there's just going to be, I don't believe the Turk's going to rule on 17 and 18. They don't want to hear it again. They already have. Market's been established with Dakota County sales already. And everything we use was given to us by the state. So I think the board has met their obligation to equalize and to use market to set the appropriate values. Because Jackie's being treated just like everybody else.
Well, except that all of a sudden her land value, the land value that was previously approved, gets bumped up. All of a sudden now we think it's worth more, 10% more than it was in 2018 when everybody else's was dropped by 8.5%. How can that be uniform process?
Okay, hold on. Last year in 17, we used a different methodology, and it lowered it. It was a methodology that we thought was going to get passed, and it didn't. So this year, just like everything else, we know taxes change, values go up, values change. We put this into equalization with the rest of the properties. That is the findings of our referee and our assessor. And I understand you don't agree with it. So that's the case. You can tell us why you don't agree with it, Leon, but I think Turk is probably the best thing for us.
Yeah, and the problem was...
We're competent in our assessor and our referee. That's why we hire them to do it. And mistakes do get made mm-hmm. on both sides. But maybe Turk is the best one to see it from a bigger picture and give us a finding.
And the problem with that, well, let me do something else and then I'll talk about what I think the problem with that process is. And maybe arguing that as much as you didn't like that appraisal, Jeff, I think your process of saying all land values, all classes, went down by 8.25% will not get you market value by class. It will not. That is too arbitrary, too, you know, you, that doesn't show me you've actually done the valuation by groups of, in classes of property.
That's your opinion. 93 other counties disagree with you, but okay.
Well, then why did
the state of Nebraska disagrees with that statement, by the way.
So why in... There's a report and opinion of property taxes issued by the tax administrator mm-hmm. for each year, including Dakota County. Mm-hmm. So, now what can I ask this? So, what did you do on Market Area 2? What percent did you adjust that by?
Market Area 2 dropped.
How much?
Probably pretty close to 9%.
Okay. So, based on 2019 report from the tax administrator, it states on page 14 that they were told by you that Market Area 1 went down, I think it was Market Area 1 went down by 9%, Market Area 2 went down by 7%.
Okay.
In 2018, you told them that...
It's, by the way, that's pinned up on the court board. You can walk right out there and make a copy of it, just yep. to correct your error in that statement. It's right out there on the court board. The report signed by Ruth Sorensen, who I talked to personally, signed that report.
That's I got it.
No, you don't.
This is the tax report and opinion.
Flip that little booklet open and you tell me what my egg says.
What your what says?
What egg says, level value egg.
Okay. 2019.
You got to learn to read those things.
Page 14 says right here. And this was a little bit confusing because the county assessor analyzed the sales of the study period and concluded that the sample of page 13 sales was small and the 2015 sales lands had a large impact on the median of the sample sales. The agricultural market is declining in the region, so the county assessor chose to analyze the statistical, removing 2015 and included sales after September 30, 2018, the county assessor provided a statistical analysis using 13 sales dated from 1/12/2017 to 11/30/2018 in the analysis. Based on this analysis, the value in Market Area 1 decreased approximately 9% and the value in Market Area 2 decreased by approximately 7%. This is, I'd like to see where he's, what he's getting, but this is coming out the report. This is in 17. It says irrigation, but even forgetting the exact percentages,
what's that say right there, Mr. Jessen?
This doesn't show you a decline in market.
That shows you that I'm approved by the Tax Equalization Commission and Ruth Sorensen herself that our level of value is at 75.
Yes, I have read that.
I didn't write what you're reading. So
did you get that information? To
absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay.
I don't write that report.
Okay, both of you, stop.
Okay.
Well, this is a waste of the board's time.
This
and
is
at this point,
okay,
he
okay.
needs to step away, leave
okay,
this room,
Jeff.
And we will discuss
Jeff.
That term.
I don't.
Seriously, stop. This is just devolving into an argument about...
It is an argument.
I'm going to make one statement.
Hey, please, stop.
Okay. I won't argue with him anymore.
This has devolved into an argument, and I know you don't agree with what Jeff has done. I know you don't agree with what we have done. We have set our value on it. The next step is to go to Turk. And I understand that you don't agree with it. That's the proper way to go about it. I'll let you.
Can I make?
I'll give you about 3 minutes to just tell us why you feel.
We have three more minutes to waste our time. That's what I want to know. We're allowed.
Yep.
Did you set a time when we started this meeting?
No. I'll give
We've exceeded the time then.
No, you haven't. Because what are you allowed? 5 minutes?
You're going to lose. But, just take your something go.
Okay. Just a minute. I'll take one statement and then I will leave. Okay. Okay.
If you guys want to do it, you do it yourselves. I'm done. And by statute, you have to have me in this room. And I'm walking until this gentleman gets out of here. Because you're wasting my time, Tim's time, Marty's time, Larry's time, and Joan's time.
All right. Well, I think we are going to go into recess. It is...
I'm not going to ask you to change it, so if that's what you're worried about.
No, we're not worried about that. I mean, you have an avenue to correct anything you think we're doing wrong, and I'd say take that avenue.
Anyone has any objections?
Nope.
I think we're going to go into recess then. It is 9:32, and we will reconvene in 10 minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you.
He was here and heard it. And
yeah.
Okay, he's back.
Okay, we are going to come out of recess. The Board of Equalization is now 9:46. And Leon, if you want to come back up here, you can have 3 minutes to tell us whatever you want. We're not going to get into any more arguments about anything. Just tell us what you need to. Otherwise, any arguments or questions about this needs to be handled at a TURC level.
Okay. I would just comment about, I'll say, Kenny Bergstrom, who did that appraisal. I guess Jeff has said that he had other appraisers look at it and that it was a bunch of shit. I kind of resent that because Ken isn't here to defend it, nor was any information provided. I'd like to see reports from those other appraisers as to why they thought it was a bunch of shit. If that information is available to me, I would like it. I would like copies of the sales for 2018 that Jeff used, if I'm entitled to that information. I have some other comments, but it would just create an argument, so I'm not going to get into it. I know that I'm not changing your mind, so that's obvious. I comment a little bit about using TURC to resolve issues is when you're talking ag land, it's not a simple, you can't do a simple appeal to TURC. It's complex. You're talking $20,000. So by using that, you have effectively locked anybody out from even protesting. They're wasting your time because you're just going to refer them to TURC, and it's financially not viable to do that. So I don't think that's an appropriate way to do that. I think the county should try to assess values and what they think is appropriate, and maybe Jeff disagrees with that value, but I don't like the process of saying it's just a violation of the equalization rule and you got to go to TURC. I don't think that's the way to resolve these issues, because you lock everybody out automatically from effectively doing a protest. So.
Okay. Thank you, Leon. Okay. Bart?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to talk about Protest 97. I think I ruled yesterday and I wasn't aware of that either. And I guess I need to be available to make a few additional comments.
All right.
That's still okay.
Give me just a second to...
Parcel number 22005704. Right.
Okay. 97?
Yeah.
22005704.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up on the screen?
Oh,
that one.
Okay.
Not the building site.
Okay.
No, this would be the bank site.
Yeah, the bank site.
Yeah. So in 2017, it jumped from about $1,498,000 to $2,000,000, and then we met with the referees and we agreed to raise it $157,000 to $1,006,000. $56 and $60. And then this year it jumped up again another 65 or something to $1,719,000. And so I guess I was just arguing the point that, and I think I mentioned I didn't get down here to file early, and I just said to Jeff I was surprised they were doing this, and he indicated he too was surprised that they had pulled one that they just done last year. The building is about 13 years old. It's also going to be needing updated flooring and wall coverings, et cetera, which I'm not looking forward to, but it's cost you a business. Second, the land is in the TIF district, and it's also in the federal opportunity zone, which means it's also somewhat blighted, and there's opportunities for federal, I think it's federal capital gains taxes that you can forego if you invest in opportunity zones.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. So, that's new.
Yeah, I think it was passed last year in the Trump tax bill. And so, anyhow, that's part of that. It's also in that area. And two, there's a sewer and water line that runs through the middle of that property, which would also take a substantial amount of money to ultimately remove, take out, and et cetera. And then in looking at the plaza land, I think that was roughly about 135, and that was approximately for 3 acres. And I just took it times two, which was 268,000, and this parcel has approximately 5.6 acres. So that's, I guess, my points that, I guess the only other thing is when the referee told me that the number was 348,465 on the land and 1,307,95 before it came up to 1,006,000. And then on the assessment site, it came out 411,965 on the land and 1,244,95, which came up to the same total of 1,656,060. So I wasn't aware of that difference also. So I'm just kind of arguing that, you know, we adjusted last year and then we modified, agreed to raising it 158, and so I guess I'd like you to consider at least the, I think what I said.
Yeah, I think you're requesting to keep it the same as it was last year.
So.
I'm curious on this one. Which referee did you hear? Or did you have a talk to?
The one 17 or the one this year?
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl did. Okay. What I don't know is if Daryl talked to TDI, because Bart, when I talked to you, when I went through some of the numbers of TDI, there was a bunch that wasn't supposed to go. Like you mentioned, and I did say that, there was a bunch that wasn't supposed to go up. We were going to keep the same. So it looks like we're missing one step in this for Bart, is did Daryl and TDI talk? Because I requested that just to find out if, in fact, Bart was even supposed to be part of. Because I know they had to fix the neighborhood because they didn't have, at that highway they used to break off between Westside Technical on the west and then 121 on the east. And I don't think Bart was in the right neighborhood.
Right.
So we had to fix that to get him equalized. And that's probably why his land went to the 3...
What is this?
48.
Land equalized within...
It should be 121 now, if I remember correctly.
It doesn't say what neighborhood. It just
recommends no change
area.
Okay. So on this particular one, because I did get a talk to Daryl when I got back from Lincoln that week, and I tried to answer all their questions, but we never got to this one. So I'm not sure what Daryl's thinking was. So.
Is this something you can go back and talk to him?
Yeah, I would. I mean, that in my in my opinion would be I need to talk to Joe and Daryl both. I want to find out from Joe when they rolled commercial if this was one of them on the list first. Because if it wasn't, then we just should have done nothing. We should have left it as last year and just correct the neighborhood for next year.
Yeah.
And if it was supposed to roll, then we need to make sure the neighborhood's right now and the values are right now. Okay. So I would make a couple phone calls on this one just to make sure it's fine.
Okay.
All right, Mark, like when,
Mark. Yep. We'll
let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
About how soon do we think? This week? I'm assuming we have to.
Yeah, it'd be this week. It'd probably be tomorrow.
Actually. Well, we have to meet to do whatever we're going to do with the.
We'd have to rescind a motion.
Okay.
We have to do who?
We'd have to rescind it. We'd have to get together as a board again to rescind the motion. And
you're not going to be here Friday, and I'm not going to be Thursday.
Friday's too late.
I'm going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday.
But is it something?
Are we going to, when we're done, do we have break? Do we have a break today? Like, how many? This is it for today.
Yeah.
That's everything, and we're done except for the 425s and the closed session and the omitted and clarified.
Okay. Is it something we can take a recess at a certain point? You can get with them. Is that way we can get it done today?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a couple of phone calls, so we should be able to get that done.
Yeah, I think we find some time today.
Yeah, we'll find some day too.
Find them. If Joe's, I can get Joe or Ron. I just got to get a hold of one of the
Tony
other.
Tony might be available on Thursday too.
Is it? Could someone in your office maybe try to give him a call, leave a message, and set up a time later this morning? Give him a call, and then we can just recess around their time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I need to come back or not come back or yes or no.
I don't think you've got to come back.
I think you're set.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the wheels in motion. We'll let you know what happened.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks, Bart.
You bet.
Can I let me run and do that real quick?
Yeah, maybe so. Just so we can get a jump on it.
We could probably do a closed session right now. Well, Jeff's gone.
Is there anything else?
No, I mean,
recess.
Yeah, recess. Well, it don't matter. I want to get done too.
Yeah.
I think everything else we need you for, Jeff. So why don't we recess? Yeah.
We'll
go to recess again.
Is there a minimum tax? I can just give, they have the phone numbers. I can just.
Oh, okay. Just walk over and give them to them.
Yeah, just walk over and do it real
quick. We'll just. Tread water for 2 minutes here.
Well, so you're not going to be here when?
Well, Wednesday, Thursday. But I can be if I have to. I'll be up at Santee. But if something has to be heard, it has to be heard.
I just can't be here Thursday. I got to go to Omaha. I have to.
Yep.
And then Tony, what about towards Tony?
I think Tony will be around other than today. He had a commitment for today.
And Janet won't be.
She's in Alaska. That's where I should be.
Is she hunting bear?
She's bear hunting.
And her and Sarah hooked up together, got it going.
Bear hunting.
Boy, you don't hear much about her anymore.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard much lately.
I know. Oh.
Hi there.
10 o'clock.
Jeff's making a couple phone calls quick and then we'll be ready to go.
All right. Is he sitting here?
Wherever you want you.
Yeah, Jeff's just wherever. He'll move around you.
Right. How's business?
Really good, actually.
Busy. Everybody in your business seems to be busy.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the most difficult thing is just keeping everybody happy.
Yeah.
Get a call by a good client and say, can't get to it for 60 days. And
yeah, that makes it hard for sure.
Well, we've been making everybody happy today, so.
Yeah.
Just keep on this roll.
You need to be our ray of sunshine today, so. You be.
So this is actually my first time doing this with the county, so.
Okay, very good. Did you have some pretty good information to work off of? Or
I did. You know, the only three that I have, as you probably know, are Canterbury Riverfront and the Walmart, and the old Walmart. And do I give these to Jeff or pass these to you guys?
I think
the
files
for the county.
I think.
Okay. Canterbury Riverfront, they gave me tons, you know, a bit of, you know, whatever income expense information I needed, so those were pretty straightforward.
Good.
You know, Walmart is definitely the...
Those are the hard, they're setting all over the country.
Yeah. and it's not exactly a ton of demand for big retail spaces anymore. Just in the last 3 years, the market's changed pretty dramatically.
Oh, I'm sure.
So do we wait for him to start? Or?
Yeah, we'll wait. Yeah, we'll wait for him. Okay. I saw a clip on Good Morning America. They were talking about people looking at their phones, walking across the streets in these big cities. Yes. And a young guy was walking down the road, and here there's a fire truck coming with its siren on, and he's reading, and he walks right into the side of the truck as it's going by him with the siren.
Yeah.
All right, they're on for us.
Okay.
Just very amazing.
Good. How we doing, Jim?
Pretty well.
Good to see you.
So these are the files for the county.
Okay.
Let me know if what I've got in here are the forms that I filled out and all of the stuff that you gave me, all the stuff they gave me.
Okay.
The only things I didn't put in there are things like my notes and stuff.
And you said, I was looking at, I mean, you had all that expensive. We don't look through all of that, so that was fine. You have it, so that's the important part.
Yeah, I started printing some of those, and then I saw 1 year it was like 102 pages.
Pages,
I'm just going to email this.
Yeah, that's what, there's a ton of data with some of that.
Okay, so I want to start with Canterbury.
Sounds good. Yeah. It's protest 163, parcel 22056455.
So this is a low-income Section 8 property. And they had been asking for about a 3.9 and it's assessed for 4.5. So the guy I spoke to, Johnny Donahue, I believe was his name, he sent me their P&Ls for the last 3 years and their income expense analysis, how they arrived at 4.5. The methodology was a little off because he subtracted the real estate taxes and then used just an 8.5 cap rate rather than...
That's right. Yeah.
It looked like. But anyway, I went through their P&L. I mean, the main thing I'm looking for is is it all reasonable, as far as income and expenses. So I looked at their 2018 revenue, and then I looked at the last year's primarily for operating expenses because, they ended up just averaging all 3 years, but the problem with doing that on the revenue side is usually they're increasing rents a little every year, so it doesn't make any sense to go back and look at previous years and average. So I used what their most recent was for revenue and then averaged the last couple of years' expenses, or I actually used one of each. I took out the taxes and the deducted $400 a unit replacement reserve allowance, which is about an average amount. And then I used a spread of cap rates from 8 to 8.5% before adding the tax rate. And I know we talked about what the state's using, but I've got a lot of comps locally. And I actually just did a low-income property, and that's the spread that I used.
Is it on the same spread? Well, I see the state, what they do is they put it to, they go across. I mean, they're comparing Douglas, Lancaster to Dixon, and we just have different markets, different areas, different types of owners, who they want. So that's good. I mean, and then the fact that it's 2.0, 2.1, or whatever it was.
So really what I did was I had, using 2018 figures, expense figures in 2017, I had a range of NOI from about 417 to 455. And if I use that spread of cap rates, then I get a range of values from about 3.9 to 4.5. In the middle of all four of those estimates is $4.2 million.
Okay.
And that's the amount that I would recommend
on that one. Okay.
So it's 4.2 even?
Yes. We've got 4258290.
Correct. What is that? What it says now? The latest? The current?
Okay, I have on this my protest form 4,528,290.
Yeah, he has his figures wrong. Actually, this is what Jeff set for value was 4,258.
Okay.
Right here.
Then I think you're right on.
Yeah, because you're at 4.2, we're there.
Yeah.
So
I was like, I used the 6 and I went to bump it up to an 8 to make it, to get to 10 to make it look more reasonable.
Okay.
And that's about where we need to be, I think.
And I guess I should have looked more closely at the card. I was looking at their protest form and assuming the numbers were right. So.
Yeah. Sometimes they put different numbers on those. Sometimes they put different business numbers on those if it's a lawyer.
All right, so
different firms.
Well, you guys are right in line with each other.
Yep, we're right on. So this, I can either just
4,200,000
change the number, whatever you want.
No, we got it. They'll rule on it, and they'll write it on this sheet, and we'll be good to go.
Okay,
so we're clear. We're looking for 4.2.
Yep.
4.2.
I would just keep it this way. That way it calculates right in the CAMA system.
Okay.
Then we don't have to change anything. I guess that's my procrastinating way to do that.
Well, it just seems to me a little odd that, I mean, they were requesting a value of 3.9 when you're only, I mean, there wasn't seem like enough difference to even make it worthwhile for them. Anyway.
Yeah. They.
Okay. All right. Riverfront. You ready to go to that one now, or?
Protest 139. Parcel 22020059.
So this one, I spoke to Charles Young, I believe his name was. These were all by phone. None of these folks came in personally. But so at least per the protest form, they were requesting around 3.254, and it's at 4.1, plus or minus. Yeah. So he sent me their P&Ls. And their analysis, and he kind of did the same thing. He had 2017, 2018 figures. He used averages for everything.
Okay.
And so I talked to him initially, and I had some questions. One of which is, you know, again, why are you averaging the revenue? Because I know they increased the rents, and so the most recent would be more reflective of what they can generate. And I also thought that their operating and maintenance expenses were a little high. And then I think he was using a higher cap rate. Yeah, he was using a 10% cap rate, which I also thought was high. So he went back and redid and came back to me, and he thought, you know, he'd be happy with 3.7 is what he told me. My analysis, I kind of did the same thing I did with Selden. I used the 2018 income. Their expenses are pretty consistent. The only thing, again, that seemed high was operating and maintenance, but when he sent me the detail, there was nothing in there that was out of line. It's just that number, especially when you get into low-income ones, can get really high sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up with a net operating income of around 415 before taking out real estate taxes. Used the same methodology as last time, and I had a range of about 3.6 to 3.8. And what was the number I was? Yeah, 3.7 million, actually. It was actually in the range after all of those changes of what I was coming up with.
And that was with a 8?
Again, I was using a range.
Oh, okay. So it was... I didn't do this one.
Yeah. I've been using 8 to 8.5.
Okay. That's right on 10. Yeah.
So your recommendation was
3.7 million. This one is 84 units, if I remember right. Which that's 44,000 a unit, which is
that's right in there.
That's a pretty decent, strong number for low income properties.
That sounds that's staying consistent and using the same cap and everything. So,
okay. All right.
I think that number works good for us, and then we're equalized with the units between them. So,
perfect.
Neither one could come back and really argue with us that we treated them differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
All right, the old Walmart. This was a real challenge.
Yeah.
Which protest number is this?
This is 128.
Protest bought it back.
Protest 128, parcel 05833.
Okay, so this is assessed for $1,155,000, and they're asking for $680,000. There's a lot of things at play here, because when he bought this, Mike Perkins is the guy's name, if I remember right. It was it 2016, Jeff?
Yeah. It was 16-17 sale. They bought it back from a private owner.
And so the recorded price was $700, I believe. And I called him shortly after that.
Yeah.
Because I was just curious. And he said, well, there was a portfolio purchase involving several properties that was an allocation. He actually considered the actual price to be between $20 and $25 a square foot, which puts it actually even higher than you are.
Yeah.
So that's the first part of the story. The second part is, I think he paid too much for it, if that's what he really paid for it, and I think he's found that out. The analysis that he gave me, and I think he gave you, is, but the guy that I talked to said is he'd be happy if they can rent this thing for $1.50 a square foot, as is.
Storage only. I'm not sure what their plans are with it. See, that's what's tricky about it. $20-$25 if it was an actual warehouse without or something maybe, but this is just it's store.
Well, and he said, well, their actual plan to begin with was they were asking, I think, $6 to $10 for rent, assuming that they would put enough money into it to split it up into smaller spaces.
Oh.
But he said they've had no interest in anybody looking at those spaces, and the cost to do it has gotten so prohibitive that they just took it off the market at that amount. They're just trying, they're hoping to get just as is $1.50. And I asked the guy, have you looked at just running it for storage space? Because I said, I can understand the fact that nobody wants it for retail. That's just the way the market is now. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of demand for storage space here. Mm-hmm. And I just recently did an appraisal on Transit Plaza, and they were leasing out the old fairway to Palmer's Candy at the time.
Okay.
For storage space, and now they have somebody else in there who's not in retail, and I know what they're paying for rent. But, you know, the guy hadn't really thought about it. And the other thing I did was I called Ken Zimmerman at the city and said, hey, is this permitted use in this storage? And he said, yeah. So their 680 was based on $1.50 and a 30% vacancy rate. I think if it was storage space, you could probably get $2 triple net and probably have more of a 10% vacancy rate.
Right on it. Okay.
So at that, using that methodology and a 9% cap rate, which is probably more you're going to be for older industrial stuff, I was coming in at $1,050,000. But then again, that's just kind of part of the story, because the other thing, if you drive out there, that parking lot's in bad shape.
Yeah, they've been packing excess snow and anything gets stuck on that asphalt. So the further out you go, the worse it gets, it seems like, where they pack all that stuff.
Even the city of South Supat puts their
stuff there. Yeah,
so something's going to have to be done with it. And I was just estimating, so it's 200,000 square feet. I put in $1. So to totally resurface it, you're probably looking at $1.50 to seal it, 50 to 75 cents. To tear it out, probably 50 cents, and you can't tear the whole thing out. And then what do you do with it if you do?
You're going to get,
So I took out $200,000, ended up at $850,000. The other thing I asked the guy was, what kind of condition is the roof in?
I don't know if they've even been up there, done anything with it since they left the last group in there.
Yeah, he doesn't know if it's ever been replaced or not. And he didn't even know if all the HVAC worked or not. I would assume a lot of it does, enough to keep it warm enough for storage space.
Yeah.
But the amount that I was recommending for now is $850,000, but I'm guessing if they're going to take it any further, I'd like to see a full appraisal and actually know more about this property than they were able to tell me.
To what they get, because it's exchanged hands, so they knew what it was when they let it go the first time, but bringing it back to complete their little plaza there, mm-hmm. I don't think they knew what they bought back. It was there, they bought it back
mm-hmm.
to complete their, and I don't know if they, like I said, knew much about what was left.
Right.
The private owner was under that contract, which is done now with Walmart, so they were guaranteed so much a square for a certain right. period of time, and then they're, you know, no shop go, no kind of non-compete thing they put together for them,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. I would have done the same thing. You know, she didn't have to do anything. The city took care of, you know,
right.
the lot and things because they were using it to put stuff on.
Yeah, this is it's not a property I'd want to own, to be honest with you, but... I mean, since they bought this, you've had, you know, all the Shopko's gone vacant. You've got Sears empty. Hobby Lobby went empty, which is, well, it's full again now, but it's not a retail use.
No, recreational, I believe. Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen with this thing, to be honest with you. My guess is somebody would turn it into storage and maybe potentially develop something in the front.
But, That works. I mean, that's a tough one. We didn't.
Yeah.
So our number is 850 is where we're at. Or
They were asking for 680. It's at 1,155,000.
We're kind of in the middle then.
In the middle, if they, you know, decide to go further, come back for an appraisal and have something that says a roof shot, you're probably looking at least $250,000 to replace
that. It's all flat.
Well,
specific people too.
What they provided for us and what you've seen, 850 is in the middle.
I think if you don't have to replace the roof, I think you can get $2 triple net rent from somebody just for warehouse space. It's not great warehouse space because the ceilings aren't that high.
Mm-hmm.
It only has two dock doors. But there's not a lot of space available in this market. So
it is full.
And there's a lot more demand for that than there is retail.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're good with that.
Yeah, okay. That all makes perfect sense.
What is this Spinui thing? Is that this?
Those are the only ones I had.
Spinui must be mine.
All right, well, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, there were a couple others I had on my list initially, and then they disappeared, so I'm not sure what happened to those. But
did we get those done?
There was one with Robertson, I think.
Oh, I have Robert. Yeah, Manui's. I've got a bunch of their stuff. Yeah, that ended up being a whole family trust problem. So.
Okay.
So I ended up grabbing that. We got ag business. Hey, it's all over the place.
All right.
And I got to get my mower serviced. Wait a minute, is that being recorded? Yeah. Darn it.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you. I
appreciate it.
All right. Well, we should just start on top of the list and work our way down then.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're going to start with parcel 40508 and 40060. Gabriel Mercedes Rodriguez. We were at 34,760 last year. Referee recommended 35,140 this year, so about $300 increase.
That sounds reasonable.
And I think, he's one that. Price per square foot similar. It's just
this was one they struck. Yeah, this is some of his rentals, and then he has a parcel with two houses on it that they have finance issues with. I remember that might be what this one is. They had a couple of problems. I think both of these, this is that. Well, I shouldn't say that. That first one is a little house, though. That's a little baby one.
$300 change is acceptable.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, the next one went from 66.65 last year to 68.345.
Seems like you're about what the market's doing, you know, 1-2%.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
That's just down the street.
Okay. Protest 118, parcel 61920. Ernie and Paula Herigfeld, 172.65 last year, 172.65 this year, and that's also the referee's recommendation.
What'd they request?
Yeah, I thought that was one where they had said something about heating or air conditioning not working.
Heating, yeah, in the main, the old restaurant area in front of the addition they built. I think the new aerial showed the unit and some equipment on the side of the house. Now, whether it's broke or if it's broke, that really, they need to get it fixed. That's deferred maintenance.
She has 119. Did she also file a 425?
Herigfeld's have enough riverfront. I think we talked to them about that, but I don't. The 425s I did last night didn't. I didn't
okay.
have one for
okay.
them.
Okay. Why was I thinking Paula?
We asked them to. So you can kind of see the building there, the additions, the little square, then the original part. It used to have a boat ramp. You could go
yep.
there.
They that sold was, gas.
Yeah. The halfway stop to get to Vermilion.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good picture of it there. You see where the addition mm-hmm. part is. But you can see the equipment hanging off the side, and he's got a heated shop next to it now, and that was part of it. And then the old... And I think we're only calling that a three-season porch anyway, which doesn't have to be heated or cooled at this point.
Is this on your sketch? Is this theirs?
That's a pole building. Oh. Yeah, that should be on a different record, but yeah.
Okay.
He's got a nice garage. That's got a big old wood burner in it. It's got a stove stack coming out of there.
That don't sound like a lot of money for a place on the river. I don't know what shape the house is in.
The addition's in good shape. The building's in pretty bad shape. Not bad. I'd say it's 20 condition. The front area is 20 condition. They screwed some new storm windows on the front of it.
But we came in as the same as last year.
Yeah. Okay. It's mostly land down there on the river. The improvements are... Mm-hmm. Some of them are a little lacking.
Do they still have a boat dock there?
It looks like it.
So kind of. You can see an outline.
And
there.
The neighbor, too, just down river.
Here?
Right there. Yeah. Looks like the river's in that picture. Maybe. I don't know if we're on 19. It's hard to see if they got... A couple of them have better docks.
We're in 19.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell. Maybe not.
Kind of does.
Okay.
All right. Protest 153, parcel 62455, George and Carol Holmes, 72660 last year, 110570 this year, and that's also the referee's recommendation.
Right there. Awesome.
Yeah. They are, it's Legg's old place down, there it is, it's a trailer, it's a double wide, and they're fighting with us. They paid $140 for it, so they're kind of lucky we haven't caught up yet to them from their individual sale price, but the $110 is what it came to, you know, for a trailer. And it's a double wide, and Actually, with this, when they brought it in, it was one of those, what do you call them, relocatable classrooms originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So when he got it in, it was pretty much empty. He did a lot of partition finish and things inside of it.
Okay.
Before they sold it, they're just mad at us because it's a trailer and they bought it. And I'm like, well, we talked to both realtors. They sat in my office. We told them what it was.
But they paid $140 for it.
They wrote, yep, $140 for it.
Is it on a basement, a foundation, or what?
It's sitting on a block area. Oh. Yeah, but it's still got, if they put pillars under it, they kind of doubled it up. I saw it scrub of water.
A crawl space in?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, so they can get up underneath it.
So they paid $140 and they wanted it $72?
Yeah, they're saying because it's a trailer now they're going to have insurance problems. I'm like, well,
yeah,
you were told that.
$75.
They didn't know it was a trailer when they bought it, or is that what they're saying?
I can't say for sure. I'm pretty sure they did because the lady called and we kept saying it was, and she kept saying it wasn't because that's what her realtors told her. So we brought in Mike Wojcik and Judy Clayton. One of them represented the buyer, one represented the seller, and Sam and I sat down with them, showed them the pictures, had the steel frame, and said, this is a trailer, we're not changing our record.
Mm-hmm.
And they left agreeing with us, and I just hope they told them. But the way they say it, they didn't tell them. They're saying now I can only insure it for $75,000 or $80,000, and there was something else there that they were upset about.
But so I mean, that's not really an issue for taxes, that's an issue they should be having with their realtors.
I agree with you, yeah.
So
we're adequately at $140, and we're doing it at $110.
Right now, because
yeah, we're adequately assessing the tax purposes.
Yeah.
I agree with
so
you.
So they're matched with the other mobile homes, so.
All right, perfect. Okay, the next protests we have are, looks like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's a family trust. Parcels 9139, 9236, 9317, 9481, 9589, 69158, 61518, 67996, and 68097.
Yeah, these were, now actually two of them were already coded as ag, so they weren't equalized, but I just left them alone, they're ag. But the other seven were in a platted area, but they're all contiguous, so that whole farm touches itself, all the parcels, so it could be one farm. So what we did is we took all the smaller pieces that were residential and we converted them to agricultural. And then we had two of the bigger chunks. Like a good example is that little red one that Joan just typed in. See, that's part of a platted area and the stuff next to it. But it's all, see, it touches with everything. So we took all those small ones and converted them to ag with the land they own, well, they own above it and they own all around it, actually, except to the south. That's Dakota.
That's
Crossings.
The storage.
Yeah, that's Dakota Crossings right down there.
The storage building.
36 is yeah. Protest 4 and 9362 is.
So, what were they on this one? 9139. What were they asking?
91.
Because we've got 9,150 previously. And that's the current. I don't have a referee recommendation.
It is on here. I don't know. Did they get them scanned?
You know, I can't find that they did.
Oh, what was that parcel number? And I'll tell you again.
Parcel 9139.
They fixed it in the system already for the working file for next.
Oh,
yep,
yeah, they did.
Oh,
okay.
They did? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There should be a work.
There's number two.
Okay.
Okay, so number two is parcel 67996.
They didn't flip it. She didn't flip it, but
she
so
scanned the second page.
So like that one there was 52 acres, so that one there dropped because I believe that one was, does it say reclass? Yeah, that one was commercial and it was like $380,000 or almost $400,000. And this is what he wanted was to be ag. because that's what the highest and best use was. So we fixed it for 19, and then we also put 18 on there because we had talked to him in the past, and there was a mix-up that I still feel was kind of an error in my office between TVI and us and who was correcting that for him. So I threw in both years. So that both years would... My recommendation is on 19 and 18, we just keep him the same egg value that it is now.
Okay, so 254.45.
254.45 for 52.22 acres. So
which one is that?
Number two is down.
Protest number two. It's
way down in Trump State.
254.
What was...
254.
It's down in Tri-State because those, I don't know
near the bottom
why.
Too.
I thought he was looking at those, but he had this.
Oh.
You want to go to three?
Go to
3.53 acres, and looks like he did the same thing.
Okay, 2545.
Yeah. So... 2,545 square foot, that's a residential lot, that's part of that field. So it's 0.53 of an acre. A good chunk of this farm is 7,792 dry. It's $4,800 an acre, and then you take that times our 0.5. So that's the simple math we did.
Yep.
It just said, okay, so it's equalized with everybody else.
Yep.
And we went through, I think we had an industrial one we had to change, a commercial one we had to change.
So now are you looking at number four?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
9,985.
I should have looked to see if it reduced them. It probably did on all of them.
It reduced them.
Well, if you look at here.
Yeah, so far it's been
about
half.
The orange? Okay.
The orange is the current 2019.
Okay.
And this is number five.
Yep.
And this one was
0.34 acres.
Yeah. And it was residential. The smaller ones were, which before we were going to do the highest and best use, that's what it, the highest and best use would have been inside a city limit. We got that. Let's see, residential.
395
on that one. That's a tiny one, too. 0.82.
0.082.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really small.
Oh, yeah, that is really small. That might be one of the little corner pieces that I don't know how they plan.
218,450.
This you're leaving the same.
Yeah, this one was the same. So the 2019 would stay at the 218,450, but in 18 it was classed wrong.
Okay.
So I switched that back to egg for both years at the 28,450. 218,450.
Okay.
Or 250, whatever that my numbers say there. So that looks like the same here, but it won't be here.
And then nine, protest nine
that's
is going to stay the same.
Yeah, so that looks like the same.
2018, but he left and kept it at no change.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one must have got, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we would have lost all this anyway because we had commercial, industrial, ag, and res. All on the same farm.
And then number 10.
That's pretty much the definition of not being equalized. We totally had all the classes botched on there.
Okay.
But we're going through, like I said, this is a project in the office. We're not just doing Dakota City. We're doing South Sioux. And we're doing them all.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we got a bunch of it done. But it'll take us the rest of the year to finish all of it.
All right. So, protest 21, parcel 6155, Corey Jump, 42,395 last year, 6185 this year. and that's the referee's recommendation.
Oh, it's that trailer out there, I think.
On 77?
Yeah, with the Clary building on it. He's got the front re-sited and everything. We don't have a picture of the back to see if he got that part of the renovation done yet. If it's the one, I think it is.
There was a fifth wheel out there the other day.
Oh, yeah? I wonder what they're doing.
Parked to the south of the Washington Road.
Oh, there. Yeah, there's their little Clary building. Well, it's not really that little, but it's a nice building. That's the back of the building. Where's we? So here, this is wrapped and ready for siding on the back. We really like that building, I guess. Take a lot of pictures of that building. Somebody's in the market for a building. Mm-hmm. And that's the back again. And this is the front. What they've gotten done so far. Kind of a little hodgepodge of everything out there.
Okay.
Yeah. With the building and all, that looks 61.
Yeah, that was the...
And then the makeup a little bit on the schedule for the trailers.
Yeah, it looks like... Okay. We're kind of hitting on the same...
Same deal, yeah.
Okay. Protest 22, parcel 44524, Jose Maria Perez. 161-310 last year and 165-10 this year. Referee recommends 182-275. So...
Oh,
did they...
It's Missouri View. I think we got two of them in here from Missouri View. That one and number 103 when we get to it. But we pulled a bunch of comps and gave them to the referee. The referee pulled his own comps and did the analysis on it and found that we don't have a sale that low. And all up and down Missouri View for ranch-style houses, they're all those new ones. The reason this one he kept below 200 is they don't have the brick veneer. It's just not quite the same quality. It's like a national slash ranch style house. So the rest of them are selling between 200 and 220. So this one here actually, when he comped it out, came in at 182.
Where did this says 165 and I have 182 in here.
Yeah, it was supposed to go up to 182. I got all these stuff right here.
Did I just look at? What did I look
land
at?
Land value?
Oh, that's what we had it at.
No,
didn't we? We have it at 165? Or do
yes.
We
okay.
Yeah, you had it at 165.10.
They wanted 159.
Yeah, no evidence to support. Here's okay. All the
165.
I think you got the land value maybe.
What did I know? Yeah.
Well, the 182,275 is.
Where did
even
that come from? Where did I get that?
That's from the referee.
I wrote it here in my recommendation.
So maybe it's in Jeff's file. Maybe there's two.
Yeah,
different.
That's what the record file has here. 182,275 using the cost and using the market. It's 181.75.
In this file.
Did you get this? Maybe we didn't scan this in.
Let's see if it's here. I don't see number 22. I'm looking for right.
Yeah.
Nope.
There's all the comps.
Sorry, that didn't get scanned in. But for some reason, I have it.
I don't know. Is it one of those that Sam took back yesterday?
I don't think it is. I think he took these.
We had all this on it. I mean, here's the sales analysis and comps behind it.
What did he take back yesterday?
Oh, yeah. All the comps are significantly higher. 189, 199, 200, 215.
It is one of the ones he took, but he took 21 and 22 back yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, because we were, I remember talking with him about it.
I should circle those again on this one. 21, 22, 41.
Another pictures, and that's
153,
a whole comp chart.
And
to show the distance factor, how close they were to him to make sure he's comping the right stuff. Some of them he pulled were just sighting. They didn't have the extra kind of a nice... Yeah, I don't think if you put a for sale sign in anything down that street, you get under 200.
Mm-hmm.
Even this one, but I mean, the way it comped out, it was the 180s, but...
So, do we want to use the 182 figure, or do we want to use the 165? Because the comps, at least from there, there's nothing below 188.
I'd say the 182 figure.
I believe that's what he intended, and that would be my recommendation, mm-hmm. too. But I don't know why we ended up with 165 on that one. Did he fill out two of those, maybe, and we just don't have this
one? I don't know where I got it, Jeff, because I have it correct in here, so I found it somewhere this morning.
Huh. I don't know what Sammy did.
Did I?
What else did he have?
And it is one of the ones that he took back.
There might have been two sheets running around on it.
Okay.
Because I know we talked about that one yesterday again.
Well, I think that area, that house, 182, especially when you're seeing anywhere between 188 and 215.
Yeah. On the sales, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. Protest 41, parcel 56919, Pat and Cheryl Boyle, 138.95, 149.20 this year, and that is also the recommendation.
Yeah.
Well, south of Hubbard, I guess.
Yeah.
Only M Avenue I know about.
Yeah, I'm trying to put this one in.
There ain't an M in South Sioux, is there?
No.
With this...
1225 M.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
Well, up in town somewhere, they know how it's like that out south of Hubbard.
No, that's not the one.
Oh,
that's the one before. Oh, there's a bee. There's a field.
Yeah, this one's got to be.
It's right on the curve.
Is it? Is this one?
Oh, what
before?
The heck curve is that?
On M Avenue?
Oh.
Because M Avenue starts at Hubbard and goes south, right?
Yeah, and it starts
I don't
north.
Think there's any on the...
North of Hubbard, well, a bit there.
Oh, is it going
mile,
north?
Quarter mile.
Yeah,
probably.
There's... Once you go out past Lynch...
Okay, I'll go back. Way back.
Yeah, that's a pretty big curve. I don't.
Well,
I've never slid around.
It was just off the river.
Oh, there's the there, south of the river. Keep going south. It's that little one right there, huh?
It's a nice house here.
Well, that's is that that whole.
Where's Hubbard? If it's in Avenue.
Way down Jackson.
Oh, it goes all the way up to Jackson.
Yeah, it is north of the Jackson, but I don't see it on the map.
Did Jackson get hit by another tornado? So then we just
is it right on the curve where you head back north to Civil Way?
Oh, the big map.
Yeah.
It's got the big map out.
There's a lot of trees right
there. But M isn't.
Yeah.
Well, there is
right before Nottoway.
Oh, it's clear out of
okay.
there.
It'd be right.
Yep.
Right south of 122nd. So right where you come up and you go around the corner.
Yep. Yeah. Right by the curve there.
Yeah. Mark Evans' place was over there. Or he used to have land there just south. But
looks like a little old place that was fixed up.
Yeah, I can't remember the old guy that lived there. Okay. Years ago.
So it went up. About 2,000. What?
All this.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I should have never brought it up.
Civil Way 554.
So that one only went up a thousand.
Yeah.
Were they asking for it to go down? Or they just didn't want to. Just another one of the don't want my taxes to go up.
Not including them, but including
they're asking for what
their house is gone.
Did they give a reason?
Houses here. Okay. And they gave what they are. And then. You got lots of math on this, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of notes on here we had to pull and verify. They actually gave comps somewhere. It's, I wrote that they did.
They
but
did
I don't
right know. Here.
They did.
Right here.
Oh, there they, yeah, and so we had to pull the comps and adjust them to see. Okay. And actually, when we adjusted it, it looked like we needed to raise it even a hair more, and we said no.
Yeah, I thought I saw something in there about 150 is what it.
Comp, oh, yeah, so the median comp ratio was 149-109. The average of his comps turned out to be about 153. So I think we agreed to leave it at, I think it was a
149-20.
Yeah, one, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, protest 103, parcel 44877, Jose and Maria Guadalupe. This is a Missouri View Lane. It went from 25-2 to 220-730, and that's the referee's recommendation.
I'm assuming a house on it.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, must be one of the new ones. Which one? I can't think of which one, but it's down there with the one we just looked
there
at.
There it is.
Oh, right there on the corner. Yeah. They're filling that up.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be needing some more land here.
Please. They're looking at doing another street down there.
Oh, are they? Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay, 215, 215, 235.
Oh, those were Sam's comps, yeah.
So, yeah, he's right in the middle of what the other sales are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was that one?
Okay, protest 105, parcel 00689, Joshua Tift, 30,405 last year, 81.5 this year, and that's also the recommendation.
And that's a big old jump. Is that a trailer?
What was that? That was an addition on an old place. Is that an Emerson or Hubbard, I want to say?
Tift is Emerson.
Is it Emerson? We had to go out.
Yeah, he's...
Because he gave us a...
He's just off the side of the old locker.
In there? Okay. So his was... He had... Oh, I don't have it, but if we look at his evidence, he had something from...
Says he got a one-page appraisal.
Yeah. And it's like he didn't give us anything else but a single page of... I don't even see it yet. Their appraiser cannot do... Buy, no change.
Burn, burn. Oh, can you go back up, John?
Here's his appraisal for some.
Well, that thing is like a sheet of, it's like he did it for the credit union.
Yeah, if you go back up, it says where the appraiser's already been turned in once already.
Oh, yeah, this is my buddy, Ed. Ed so either does perfect appraisals, or if Ed's just in a hurry to get a check, Ed does bad appraisals. But he's capable of doing really good stuff. And I would say when he did this, he gave this guy this summary. This was just for a bank. Probably he refied when he remodeled it, put the new windows, you know what I'm saying?
So it had a big remodel over this course of this last year, that's what?
That's why we brought it up, because of all the work that was done to it.
Building permits or what?
Yeah, we went back out there and were able to see that. Oh, this isn't the same old white bunk. And there's an addition that goes down the side of the house, and it actually wraps around, I want to say, is it sketched on there? Oh, that's the old sketch. There's an addition that wraps that, too,
okay.
Down one side and one back. We thought it might have been a trailer, but we couldn't prove it. I mean, you...
Bring in a new wing.
Yeah, Brian, it's got the new wing. Yeah, that's the west wing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we are on to parcel six, or protest 67, parcel 57427, Tortoisill, 245820 last year. The recommendation is 234950 this year.
Oh, yeah, we actually gave, we helped. Leo brought in, we had a loft on the top of the A-frame part that's not, it's an actual hole upstairs.
Mm.
And then we, it looks like there should be a loft, too. So we actually had it sketched as three stories, because when you walk in, it's a split. You got the upstairs, you got the downstairs, which is kind of a halfway below grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into the new addition, which is really his third level now. But we had three levels just in the A-frame. And if the, there was a loft in there, he's taken it out. It's all been worked on. So his overall square footage, we would call a loft another living area. We took it off.
Okay.
But the rest of his stuff stayed the same. I didn't. I had him as a no change, but when the ref met with him, he brought in the pictures or whatever with Sam and went over it. So he'll be happy. Every year he protests that place on the river, and every year he just, we give him the same value. So he's actually, he might actually pass out. I don't know, Leo. I mean, he might come in, hug somebody. I don't know. This will be a shock to his system. I wish he'd have given it to us 3 years ago when he started remodeling that thing. Told us he was ripping stuff out.
Okay, parcel 62978, protest 168. This is Marlette on T Avenue. 153150 last year. Recommendation is 172435.
The increase is he added a trailer and something else. I forget, there was two things, but there was a trailer for sure. We had to send guys out.
He came in, didn't he?
We talked to him in the assessor's office for quite a while, and then he met with the referee as well.
He wants 70?
Yeah, he's...
He paid 150 for it?
He actually cleaned it up a little bit. I mean, you know, from what was out there when he bought it at one time, it was actually, he scraped it, and it was just dirt. See where all the piles are going. Of course, now it looks very similar to what he used to. He hasn't scraped it again since. The only place you can actually get around in that thing is to get back to the trailer, which is, oh, it sits in that top.
And Elliot Saunders' old place.
Yeah, that's Elliot's old place. Yeah, we were in the building.
Where they smelted 232's wreckage. It was in that Quonset.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where they...
So the trailer, and that's it. He just has added to it.
All right.
So he's on the motor engine, so cut off, didn't he?
You should have got that when it was up for sale.
When I put it back in my pickup, it's like a really go fast or what?
Okay, protest 124, parcel 73001, Oakdale Road, 14685 last year. Referee's recommendation is 184485.
Oakdale. Do I remember this one?
Brockhaus.
Oh, this is the one with the stick. Okay, yeah. Part of its trailer, part of its acreage, and part of it was we had to put... It's got a full basement under it, and the addition on the side with the built-in garage actually has a stick-built addition above it. And there was something else. The assessor finished the basement. Is that what they did? I don't remember if this was the people taking the pool out or they put one in, too.
They had a pool.
They had one? Okay. Sailing? Okay.
They had a pool.
Yeah, it's right up there. See, it's covered by a tarp.
Yeah.
Right there's the tarp over the pool, that cement slab around it. You can see where the addition is on the other side of the... And that's a little pole building, if I remember correctly. It kind of sets up a little bit higher. Oh, we call it a detach. I don't know if it should be called that or not. But, yeah, there's a pool in the sketch.
Okay.
So when they cleaned that record up and looked at it, that's what they came up with on that one. Now,
okay.
I like the towels on the front deck. I thought that had a value, but I don't know if we can count those.
Or take the towels off my
deck. I thought ours are flags.
It's a basketball hoop.
Oh.
I'm back.
That's wow. Back.
Somebody needs glasses. Maybe I should never drive by or do
their
paperwork
again.
There's
some in the pocket.
What's that?
There's some play for that pumpkin team that won the state.
Oh, really? So they got a famous person living there?
How many acres is it?
It's a...
Norman Weaver's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pretty good sized piece of property.
It's a nice little piece of property. It should be up a little bit more. That's the house details. And then there should be a separate line. Is that 7.36?
Yeah, number of units.
So it's 7.36 acres.
Yeah. I think that's probably a pretty fair price.
Okay. I do too.
Okay. Protest 100, parcel 18566, MAR 285 last year, 338930 this year, the recommendation. 324 South Fork. Dennis Marr.
Dennis. Oh, we raised him.
Yeah.
That's.
I think that's one we had discussed last year.
That's a rematch. We had an error, lost a Turk case. We only left one comp. We didn't even leave him our evidence pack. So when Keitel ruled, we didn't have our evidence there. So he's unequalized. The commissioner gave him, I don't remember what it was, pretty much made him on a square foot basis the cheapest house in South Fork. And he's far from it. So.
Oh, he's that attorney?
Yeah, he's that attorney. Yeah, so we thought about leaving him alone, but then we had an equalization problem, so we read his protest, and you'll see it in there, and he was, it's all because of the Hispanics, and it's all because everybody wants to go to school in Sioux City, and it's all
lawyers have moved out of town.
He gave us school stats. He gave us school stats in Washington, D.C.
He was here for way over his time limit.
Yeah.
Way over. He had two people stacked behind him.
Yeah, and Sam said, it's the same argument. Sam said, actually, Keitel should have threw it out based on what he was saying in that hearing to begin with, or at least stopped him.
I ought to put that on his commercial.
Yeah, he should.
Who writes that?
He says that. And he
writes Dennis Matt does.
Yeah, he does, and he just blurts it out. He did it to hear. So maybe that's why we just figured, well, leave him the comp and go. We won this one, you know, because he didn't prove anything. But he's racist and naughty and.
Yeah, I think 338930.
Fair.
We'll get him equalized to get his value right, but it's a high-priced house.
Mm. His cooking area, right?
Yeah.
We discussed it last night. The cooking area is worth more than half the houses in South Sioux.
He's got like an indoor-outdoor kitchen built on the back of that thing. It's like $70,000 just for that part of it, but he's got more than just that. So he's going to have to give us an interior and exterior access as well. And then this time we'll make sure we leave our income approach, all of our data with the commission. That was my fault.
Rusty Browning lived right north of him.
Yeah.
So he turned his house, so his garage would be pointed right at it, so he'd have to come out and look at it. And the rest of you are rubbing your eyes. Yeah, no shit. I said, gee, that's going to be tough there getting back around. He said, I don't give a shit. I want that so-and-so to have to look into my garage for something good. Yeah, but anyway.
I like Rusty. I don't even know him.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I do too.
He was the VP out the height plant.
We looked at this one yesterday.
Parcel 12008, 133260, and the recommendation is 144.80.
He raised him?
No,
no, left it the same.
Oh, good. Okay. This, I think, is this the guy, if we look at it, he thinks...
It's a nice looking place.
It is. It's worth, and it's equalized, if it's the one I believe. I think this is the one Sam says will come back in and throw a grenade in the courthouse. He says he's off. Really bad.
The
neighborhoods are dumps.
Yeah.
Dumps, 2013 sales, subject immediate area, 20%.
Who's the owner on this?
Wants to meet with us.
We need to watch out for him.
Peters?
He says things he shouldn't.
Oh, it appears it is.
What's the name on the
owner? He's a littler guy, balding, wears hearing aids.
What?
He's a smaller frame guy. Oh, what? He has hearing aids. I think he's mostly bald and angry. Just like you guys said, I was angry. I mean, that's nothing. He comes in. That's just like a good day for him. He was, well, Sam said I was frightened.
Okay.
We need a metal detector just for him.
It didn't go up that much.
No. And his whole point's the neighborhood. And if you look at his neighborhood, it's not exactly, we're not asking him to live in Norfolk, Virginia, you know, or...
Mm.
It's not Harlem.
1508 Walnut.
Yeah, it's the houses around him are okay. There's some older ones. It's just like Dakota City.
It's old
is everywhere.
Dakota City.
Yeah, it's just Dakota City. He bought it. He paid for it. I think the old city administrator was in it first. I think that's who sold it to him.
Mm.
Brent Clark, I believe, was his
name.
Oh,
it's Brent Clark's house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then Brent built a new one down in Broy Hill and turned around and moved. Yeah, so I told Sam this one's all on here. We're not signing anything. We're putting his name and address on it.
And a map.
Yeah, map to the house. We don't need this guy.
You know, we started looking at Bates and Dove Trail yesterday, right?
Yes. That was the issue with her trailer. Because it went up significantly.
It looks like
you addressed
that. Oh, that should have dropped.
And we,
that's a bad, bad. I mean, that picture is twice as good as what the trailer is.
Looks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is parcel 69743. And we were at 41190 last year. This year was 65375. And it looks like with the adjustments, 46695.
Yeah, we should have took a bunch off for the condition and stuff. It was just bad. The siding's rotten.
He asked for 41690.
Yeah, whatever Sam had, it was fine. Because we both, it was just bad shape.
Okay. So it looks like we addressed it. We dropped it quite a ways. Protest 78, parcel 43620, Becerra. 207,535 last year, 214,445 this year, and that's also the referee's recommendation.
Keep up, Becerra.
It's the nicest house in the area.
Oh, he built a new house in the old...
It's 701 East 11th.
That might be 110. That's probably not Covington. Palmer, maybe, edition. Yeah, it's a newer, it's like a 2005, 2006 new construction house. The trees really don't show. Hopefully they put more pictures in there. It's a beautiful home. He couldn't attach the garage in it because it's too big for the lot, so he has to have a detached garage.
Okay.
And it's just new. And actually, if you picked that house up and put it in South Ridge or Missouri, anywhere, it would be significantly higher. So he's he's kind of getting hurt a little bit by where he built it. You know, if you wanted to sell it, you're going to get hurt. If you're mad about your value or taxes, then you want to complain because it's higher than your neighbors. Well, your neighbors are 1950s bungalows and if things that. Like that.
Yeah, on East 11th.
So they went out and looked at that one a couple of times. It seems like he'll protest once every other year or so. Nice guy and everything, but just...
Okay. Parcel 79131, 1354 Dove, 45145 last year, 63940 this year. The referee recommends 56,000.
Yeah, this was a trailer we struggled with, too, so we looked at this one again.
Good.
And this is... This would be Harvey Bates' daughter.
Oh, is that who the... Okay, because this is the green. It had the little peaks. It's a decent trailer and everything, but you had to look at the land and everything, you know. So I think he's got a reduction in here somewhere.
Down to 56 from 63.9.
Yeah, that's closer to what we need to be at.
But an $8,000 reduction.
Yeah, went up about...
It's a more decent. I mean, we've got some worse, a lot worse than that one, but it's still, it's a double wide, so we had to reassess the condition and quality, I believe. Both or one of them, I don't remember.
Very good. Okay.
Next are protests 151 and 152, parcel 16429 and 23255 Harris. We're 38,480 last year, 117,555 this year. Referee recommends 97,485 and 25,000 last year, 43,135 this year, and the referee recommended 35,435.
Yes.
What are these?
This is one of them's a rental, and the other one I think was a rental. They live in it now, but they totally rented. They put a big addition on the front.
They totally renovated.
Yeah. So. Sam got more detail than I did on it as far as I just, with the renovation, I was no change in it because it, I saw the new windows in the back in the old original place. So I just assumed when they did it, they did the inside all the way back. Well, they didn't. The front is already done. The back is only done on the exterior. They're still working.
Okay.
I guess on the interior. So I think he wanted to bring it back down. So he switched it back to a 40, I believe.
Yep, he dropped it.
And then the next one is a rental, which I guess they had a pipe, a water pipe break that Sam verified. So I didn't want to change it. I said, well, that's a rental. They're going to get $550 for that. And he said, no, they can't. It's nobody's in it anymore. So somebody, a pipe broke, so he went in and buried. They just haven't finished. They're in between working on two houses, I guess. So until they get one or the other done, we just set them back, value-wise.
Condition is a 10.
Okay.
On those two...
That looks like that is it for that. And what
did we do that 122? The two down there.
122.
No, it is two. Well, 7996 is the number of the parcel.
Oh, number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. 25445 is what we had for.
And that's the one that the year before had gone to 600,000.
That was the one he changed to ag ground. That
yeah.
Oh, that was that 50. That was part of that deal.
Yeah, it's supposed to
50 some acres.
It's supposed to be up here with the rest of the muni.
Because two of them were listed as one was industrial, one was commercial, and listed under was that Tri-State or somebody else? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know why it was there, but
I don't know.
So.
Okay, and then what did we figure out with Bart's? Are they going to get back to us?
I'm surprised. I told them they can come in here.
Okay.
Do we want to?
Yeah, let's. I'll make a motion that we accept the referee's recommendations on protest number 2930, 118, 153, 8, 9, 21, 22, 41, 103, 105, 163, 10, 67, 168, 124, 100, 73, 158, 78, 98, 151, and 152.
Why are you skipping?
We had different recommendations than what was current.
This was, we're still accepting the recommendation.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah. Those were the ones that we had changes on from what's written on the. Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah, we can.
I don't think we changed any referee recommendations.
Okay. No, you're right. We'll also to be included protests 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 128, 2, and 139. That should cover all of our protests.
And then Bart's was not supposed to roll to that new number. It was supposed to stay the same as last year.
Okay.
TVI didn't want it to roll, so technically Daryl didn't even need to hear it. So I don't know how, what happened, because they're in charge of, well, I do all the ag, all the residential, I let them handle that, but when they got a hold of him, he said, nobody rolled anything, and I said, well, we have a new value. Somebody did. He was on a list or something. So he said no, and he gave the numbers to Courtney. Courtney said that's what it was last year, and he said, well, that's what it's supposed to stay as.
Okay.
So that one, whatever you guys want to do with it.
Well, for this, I made a motion to accept the stuff that we covered today.
Okay.
So I need a second on that.
Uh-huh. I would second that.
Okay. And then.
No, you're fine.
Kevin.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Mark.
Yep.
And then I
look at my minutes and see who made the motion, and then that person has to.
Okay.
Which is probably Kevin.
Yes.
You have to rescind your motion and amend it to reflect, is what I would say.
For the.
Yes. I made the motion.
Marty.
And I would agree to rescind that motion.
That's my motion to rescind my motion.
Which included?
It included protest number 97, parcel 22005704.
Okay, I'll take roll on that. Motion. Larry?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes. And then I should be able to just make a new motion to accept the evaluation of $1,656,060 for protest 97, parcel 22005704. Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the 2018
value.
Yep. Kevin. Larry.
Yes.
Yes.
And then can you let Bart know?
Yeah, we'll call him.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll give him a call. And then we got the homestead gentleman. We're supposed to send in a copy of the minutes where the board approved the letter with a new application, and we'll do that. So we can get them on online, Kelly. Thank you for putting it posted. Are we done?
No. With that, yes.
That. Okay. With, now we're on to 425?
Yeah, we're done with item A. So now we are moving on to item B. That is Jeff requesting board approve of tax list corrections for parcels with clerical and or admitted errors.
Okay, that list is shown on the valuation drive under protest, 2019 protests. And then there should be a whole list of wherever all the protests are listed. There's one Excel file in there. It says July 8th, I want to say, or something, is the one I keep going to update. And what's the date on that bottom tab? Is that for
July 22nd?
Well, or 23rd, yeah, okay. What do I have for taxpayer? This is all stuff from taxpayers.
$18.25 Missouri View.
Yeah,
that's like a data entry.
Yeah, but should have been a 40, not a 30. I believe anything built within 10 years is 40 condition before the depreciation will hit them.
Okay. Yeah, because it went up 17,000, so that would be about your difference. Okay.
And then, so 12L Avenue was taxpayer data entry. Oh, that's another one. It's a condition going the other way. They brought in some pictures and things.
That one looks like it went up.
It went up,
so it went from 20 to 30 or 30 to, I can't.
79.
It went from a 20 to a 30.
Okay, so that one should increase that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then third one is 611 6th Avenue.
That one went down.
Taxpayer 30 to 20. 611.
And from a 30 to a 20.
So there must have been something. TP means taxpayer provided, so that must have been some evidence to change. I'm assuming that's a condition based on the number.
Given from a 30 to a 20.
20. Oh, okay, I'm ahead. Okay. And then 609 Second
Not sure. There's nothing here.
That went 133 to 129.
Supposed
so we
to be
dropped.
Something here.
What in the world? So that one says it was a taxpayer data entry. Oh, basement finish adjustment. Is that the one where somebody said?
Speaking my language, Marty.
Go ahead. Oh,
is that?
Just bring in the whole.
Thank you.
Did it go up or down? So we either took basement finish off or we put some on.
It went down close to 4,000.
Okay.
Do you enjoy your lunch?
So both of those next two. Oh, I forgot. Oh,
carrots and celery.
Carrots and celery. Perfect. Chocolate.
Oh, my stars. I don't have the information in on that last one.
You have time.
Oh, not the last one.
Oh, Marty.
Lunch.
Oh, thank you, sir. That?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, shoot. Now I'll have to dig and find. Because usually on those, I just do them when it comes in. I can't believe I did not write who that was, and I don't remember. It's a they're both basement finish.
You got? Yeah. Oh, you don't even have a parcel number, do you?
No. Is it a duplicate at the top?
No.
Let's look at 609 Second Avenue, 2200 177.
Yeah, maybe it was.
It
had to be evidence they brought us, like it was a protester or something.
What'd they say?
17719.
Sometimes it's better when they're like rats leaving the ship on fire. Boy, they'll take everybody out with them. So that is, it was the guy protest. I already know. He gave us all those comps. And we had to go verify them. So those, there should be that one more. What's that parcel number? That
17719.
That was a comp for somebody. Oh, shit. I just totally whiffed on it. It's got to end. Please tell me it's ending. That one is, I'm going to have to pull, and I got to remember what protest it was. Somebody protested, and that was, the one that you got there was a comp that didn't.
Do you know if it was one of these numbers?
Probably. They stayed, not everybody gave me comps, so I'll have to.
We can do it at the next meeting.
Yeah, the clerical, how long do we have on that? We're not really, like, can we approve the first four?
Because the clerical doesn't have to be done by the
25th. I don't think so, but I think we will pass. I think the board can meet at any time for those. Or am I wrong? I'm wrong.
You gave us that nice guide, Jeff.
Which one?
The nice guide.
Clericals and
everything? Oh, I did? Oh! See, I have potential. It's there.
You're a good dryer.
Yeah. Okay, so let me see here. I wonder which one.
How's your lunch, Larry?
I don't remember that protest. I'll have to.
Time to correct omitted real property current year after March 19th on or before July 25th.
No figures. Nothing's been easy.
And it says the same thing for
clerical and omitted both.
Corrections.
See, that's what you get for being efficient.
Well,
that'll learn you.
If we hadn't been here, you wouldn't even have to look that up.
That's true. See? I like it. It's true.
Had the answer.
Well, we can always skip
it was
B and C right now. Here D, E, and
either
F,
that or we just don't.
And
it just doesn't
recess.
This
for
guy
lunch.
Gets a tax break and we're just
we can do that.
I mean,
I'll find it and fix it for next year.
How big was it?
They're not huge differences. They're like 400 square feet, 600 square feet. There was just little bitty.
$3,800.
Oh, yeah, those were 38.
Yeah. The other one was about
$160 in taxes.
And the taxpayer's paying that. So he's not going to get the break because I don't know how Jeff finds it.
We've got a county law, so. What?
The county gain, we were going to lower
it. I'm not following. If we lower his taxes, we get more money in taxes?
No, we're not going to have the ability to lower it.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know how Jeff finds it.
I can't prove it now because I'm going to have to go through and find it. So, and it won't be fair for me to do it to the guy above him.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not fair because I can't treat him equally. So I'd say we can skip the bottom two, correct it for 19. That'll just move them. And then approve the top three if you want.
All right.
So the top three are the only three we really have the ability
to act on. Because I can't act on the one without the parcel because it's not fair to the guy above him.
Okay.
Because it's the same problem that they both had.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the parcels for clerical and admitted errors. Of the parcel 44532 and 57354 and 25163.
I second that motion.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and talking yesterday, you said take us about an hour to go over the 425 filings.
Mm-hmm. We got five of them.
So,
no,
do we want to recess for lunch?
Or just push through?
Or push through, because it'll be another 1:30 meeting by the time we're done.
What do you think, Larry?
Marty's keeping me in candy. So
yeah, I'm giving everybody another candy, so let's keep on trucking.
I'm going to need to go out and grab some stuff.
Okay.
So I will be right back in.
And then we're going to look at...
Do we want to...
At the 425, okay?
Okay. We want to do just a little quick 5-minute recess then? 10-minute recess, don't matter. Or just run out and come back in. All right, I'll be back.
We'll put some elevator music in here. Bring that candy jar back, Joan. Bring the buffet back. I didn't realize that the storage space is in such high demand.
Mm-hmm. We're starting to run out.
Yep.
Of it.
I know where there's some available.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're here for it.
Did you put together a spreadsheet on the 425s?
Yeah, it's out in your folder. You made a folder for us, and I put together a spreadsheet in it by tab. And put together my notes, you know, what they turned in.
Oh, here it is. I didn't see it this morning. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay. I put together a spreadsheet.
And I just did it to the best I could based on how I understood it.
We're all in the same boat,
I believe. Yeah, so I was just reading mostly the back of the form's instructions. You know, on the 20%, and so like I told you guys, I kept breaking it down, so we're not trying to do 20% of one big number that's too hard to hit. So I actually broke down the residences into miscellaneous improvements, land, outbuildings, you know, so I could find out much as I could, and I found out from Betty Cooper's that apparently your insurance company and FEMA aren't much help.
They certainly aren't.
Now, I don't know who's supposed to be helping Betty, but she needs help.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't just take those letters and give up. And then I don't know what order I went in. Cottonwood Flats was tricky. I looked and looked and looked and looked. His picture, I can't tell where he's at. He could have been in Burke County, as far as I know. I can't. Couldn't tell from his pictures where he was even standing, what he was looking at. I mean, I could see water, and I kind of guessed where the river was, and there's trees on the other side, but... It's the same way up and down the river.
I might be able to help you out a little bit because I'm real familiar with the property.
Oh, are you good? Because he's got some pictures, and you can. One of them has a power line, the big steel ones. Here you go.
And that's right across from Fort Neal.
There's a sand pit that is just to the left of that picture.
Okay.
And there's also a metal shielding that they kind of a bunkhouse type deal.
Okay, so that is it. So that one, when I saw that, I did see wires coming across.
Now so then that flood is all the way across the end of that property, all the way over to the Pigeon Creek. So the full width of that property has got that flooded out area.
Because you can see the creek area.
Yeah, and that's a farm field there. That's not a creek or a river.
Did you look it up on the web on your? With that.
Which one? For the.
Did you look it up on?
Yeah. I think I even took. I might have added.
These pictures have to be showing a ton of water for when they took them, don't you think?
Yeah. Because I added some pictures to some of them too from.
Did they take pictures specifically for this problem, this 425 problem?
Yeah. That is what they were supposed to. I mean, it was part of what they should have.
No, but I'm talking about the aerials.
No, it was just scheduled.
No, we just were scheduled on a project. Cool. So they actually took the aerials in between kind of the two big. So it was
nice.
It's between April 23rd and May 22? Something.
180?
Are the aerials. This is that gal. That's a nice looking table. What's that? I didn't fill that out if I was supposed to.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what you had ready. So if you gave us the value of the destroyed, say it was $10,000, it would fill in the 20% in the new value.
Oh.
If.
Very nice.
I like it.
Very good.
Yeah, because I just did individual one. I didn't. That's a good roll-up.
So, one.
Okay, so.
Oh, there it is. That's that sand pond. That's the MWRP down there.
Can you see water?
So this would have been on the. Oh, this is.
Or is the dark?
April. This was like April 20 something, the aerial was on it.
Oh. Okay.
So it was in between the March and the June. Well, it could have had a May, but the May is like the first week of May.
Is that section that's highlighted in a CRP program?
That one is the last of the tillable. Everything as you continue on is
in a program.
WRP, Wetland Reserve Program. Mm-hmm. And actually, he's got some above that parcel, too, which it was smart. They should have. They got stuff on the boundary. Is that Pigeon Creek that goes through there? Is that one Homer? No, Homer's further south.
Yeah, it's Pigeon. The other one's Omaha.
Omaha, not Homer. Omaha. So you can see those are both full.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the picture was in June, I'm hoping. Because right now you can see all the water he had in March is gone.
And you can see that it's been dissed around some of the areas.
They were testing it a little bit, trying to see what they had going on. And in his picture, I saw it looked like corn, about 3-inch, 4-inch corn, maybe, I saw. So maybe they replanted, and this is what happened.
They did replant and got drowned out again.
In June? Yeah. So this is what I'm guessing is June. He didn't tell me it was June. I'm just guessing it's June because of right there, his crop.
Where's this one at? Cottonwood Flats, just across from Port Neal, on Stein's ground.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you want to start with that one?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's do him, because he had two. One of them is that little piece that was highlighted, and then the other one is a bigger piece.
Did he do two?
Yeah, so there's two for him. And the first one is, let's do the big one, I guess. And it's parcel number 22008354-1. And evidence submitted by Kurt was he gave us the Form 425.
Okay.
And he gave us those photos showing water on the property.
Blood.
So we know, so that's proven. Where we get into trouble, see that box that's checked right above the sign here? Mm-hmm. What we're missing is, and what I have down there, you'll see, after taxpayer provide, well, you don't see this yet, but there should be something from either crop insurance or some type of insurance or something from FEMA, or in this case, when we're talking about ag ground on the river, there would be something from like a Larry, if they hired somebody to haul sand off it. Because to damage that ground, it's when, like in 11, when that flood came, it just truckloads and truckloads of sand. And it totally changed what that ground did. What I don't see on Kurt's, and part of it's because the newest picture I have of it is it's still underwater, is how much sand is going to come up that has to be removed. Because with the sand, that much sand on it, he can't replant it again, and it's going to have to come off before he plants it next year. That's what we would, and what we would do is we would call it, and what some of the other assessors are doing when I check, they're just going to waste value of a couple hundred bucks an acre until it can be planted again. So what we don't know, based on this, is how much sand came in and is sitting on top of that ground. Now, this isn't as bad as 11, so I don't know if it's the same, but we don't have any proof of it. I don't have anything from Kurt saying, you know what, I've called these companies that can haul this sand away that maybe want it for something. So the piece we're missing to help us get to a 20% is just something that shows what it's going to cost to remediate that soil so it's the same as it was before. And sometimes all you get silt, and when it leaves away,
you can't just say unable to plant, flood, unable to plant.
He could say that, but it wouldn't, like in this one, so let's say it's giving $4.50 a bushel at how many bushels an acre down there? I don't know what he's getting.
Close to three.
Is he getting close to three?
In the irrigated.
And it is irrigated, most of that down there on this piece. You're barely going to get to 20% if you plant it, which is why some guys say the crop insurance pays more. Because if you took 450 times 3, you'd probably get right around $400,000. I should have brought a calculator just to see.
I brought you.
Oh, did you? So let's just say we're paying, let's go 450, because you know that thing's all over the place. And let's say he's at...
You talking about corn or bean?
Corn. I'm just...
350. 340 something, right? 330.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was...
335.
Oh, crap. I thought it was
you make that farmer's happy, you give him 450.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so there I was. Should pay closer attention. Times... And let's just say he's
There's
got
different
it.
Ways of looking at it, this ag land.
Yeah, it is. Ag land is tricky. An acre. 400.
Aerial show.
So he's going to get about a 400. So if he planted it, so if we say the damage is a result of being unable to plant it, he's going to come in. Right around 400,000, giving him, you know, that $3 and whatever Larry just gave me, 50 cents, 35
yeah,
cents, right in there.
It was up $4 a while back here.
And then it dropped again?
Over four a little bit. Yeah. Or Chicago, though.
So that still doesn't hit our we need about 412. We're close.
And I don't know how it works because, you know, the ground is rented by a third party that farms it, so... You know, who's damaged, the person renting it or the
person
who's
yeah.
already got the rent for it.
Yeah. That's a good question, because they're both out-of-pocket impacted.
That flooding there.
The way they explained it to us, the way we were looking, was just to replace or repair. Now, land you can't replace, so it's just repair the land so it can go back and be planted again. And we never really, and we said, you know, so what we would do is just lower it to a salvage, or not salvage, but a waste value, put $215 an acre on it for the last 6 months or whatever this year is.
Mm-hmm.
And give them that.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, we got involved with the Kirk homes down there at that time, stripping all that.
Yeah, they had a ton of sand in that.
A
million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she had receipts that put her at maybe a little over a million.
Could have been.
She?
And they got some from the government or something. She said some of them are not near enough, though.
Not to cover, because the Corps, well, once that happens, the Corps starts to patrol the river, and they don't let you put sand back in where it came from. They make you take it and haul it, yeah.
That's what they say.
They're saying river cut a channel.
The sand is
contaminated. Oh, just to fill the water.
Cut a channel like 15-foot deep. I don't know how deep the water.
Yeah, it was.
There was some stuff back there. Yeah, you'd lose your car or pickup in. So the difference on this one is I'm trying to hit 20%, and he didn't give me anything to help me. I would say his problem, Marty, like you said, is it can't be, because when he got hit again in June, that knocks him out of planning, right? Especially with your insurance. After a while, there's a set period that your insurance company wants you to plant. And then after that, you can be on your own, or before that, you can be on your own. And around here these days, you don't want to be on your own. So we could say it's waste just based on water sitting on it during the planting season. It doesn't ruin the land necessarily. Like maybe next year when it goes, it's just silt, and maybe it improves the soil, because it can do that.
If you do approve that 425 for this, you know, this flood event, does it go back to actual value next year then?
Yeah.
Or does we have to go out and look at it and see if it's...
Well, we'll go out again and see if he can plan it, you know. Hopefully there's not another dang flood, otherwise it's just a renewal.
Yeah.
But we'll have to go out and look at it again.
Yeah. It's hard to say, but I would say minimal, probably sand come out of that, because that flooding comes from the base of the creek. It backs up onto there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it wouldn't get the same.
You wouldn't think, but you never know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
there's water on it now. Like Nancy had, looked like the Sahara Desert.
Oh, I know.
There
it was.
So
it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a sight to see.
So that would be. So my opinion is, without the 20%, I'm guesstimating there was nothing we could do. But that doesn't mean as a board we can't do something. I just wanted to talk, see if you guys had a different opinion of it than I do. Because right now I don't know of anything written that says we can't. Because there's standing water on it during the planting season. That's why I really wish he would have wrote the exact dates on those photos.
Mm-hmm.
I think I put that in my notes. If you scan through my notes there, it really would have been nice, you know, to see that, because you could see it was planted, you could see the corn starting to come up. And then to decide how many acres, when you look at it, it's pretty much most of it.
Of that particular part.
Yeah,
parcel.
Those two fields, yeah. So it's 14.7 acres on the little guy, and that's a big parcel. That's like 400 acres.
Okay. That flooding would be over just the very end of that 400 acres, because...
Okay. Because you kind of understand where it's at better than I do.
Yeah, it would have been most that thinner parcel would have taken on a lot of water where the edge of the set-aside is.
Okay.
But back up over that first bank where you see the Highline Tower, it didn't hold much water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I actually poured a couple of irrigator pads down there this spring on that property.
Oh, did you? Okay.
For Dave Jenkins.
Yeah.
So
it's 20% of it?
No.
No.
So we're not thinking that he's meeting the 20% threshold?
It's close. He's close.
It'd be nice.
This is what I'm saying.
Are we looking at 20% of...
So this one's just land. It's all we're counting it against. Just as, and his ag value is
$2,063,215. Okay. I'm just going to hold those 400
0.16 times 0.2. So it's 80 acres underwater. Is that how you look at it?
I
think that's how you'd have to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how else, because it's not the whole field.
So
we have to give
80 acres underwater. Do we know? Okay.
It'd be hard.
Not today it isn't, but I don't know. I know they did some replanting, but I think, like a lot of guys, to replant it, they got rained again and flooded out the replant.
They would know. He would be able to tell how many acres he replanted.
And how many of those survived.
Jim Jenkins is? Yeah, he would.
Yeah,
he would be able to tell us.
I think it's all running. I don't think they do any farm. Does Kurt do any farming at all out there? It's all running. Okay, that's what I thought.
I'll try a quick call.
Let's see. Yeah, maybe Jenkins knows. So if to hit the 20% against that 2 million, we need 412,000. That has to be our impact number.
Your call has been forwarded.
And when we planted, we were, just say if he did get a plant the whole thing, we're at about 402,000. So we're close to that 20%, depending on how much he wasn't able to plant. 402 is
unbounded. And this is.
Yeah, but at 5,
so it's the land owner's responsibility to file this.
Mm-hmm. I think
even
whoever
Davis
has title of the fee simple ownership, and that would be Cottonwood Farms, and Kurt is a.
Officer? The same number, Jeff.
He's a president, I think.
Oh, did we?
What?
Is he the president?
He's the president of the corporation.
He's on the board, so he can protest it for the organization. Yeah. So it's their responsibility to protest it. Now, if it was somebody renting it that didn't want anything to do with it, they could sign a letter and give it to
Vikings
or somebody and say,
yeah. Be careful. You're on speakerphone. I'm in a meeting there. How many acres did you guys have to replant down along the sand pit there on Hohenstein's there?
40.
You replanted about 40. Did it get flooded again after you replanted with the last go around?
A little bit.
So, all right. We're just kind of curious. We're just going through some of the stuff, so just looking. So, and Dave didn't answer his phone.
Okay.
So, all right, man. Thanks. He said they replanted about 50, and got a little bit of water on again on the replant. So, we're not hitting the 80.
We're not really hitting the minimum then on it. See, this is what was
at least
this tears you.
And that's the hard part.
You just want to do something.
I know.
How do we do something?
And then the damage you don't know about.
It still costs. I mean, there's still. I mean, somebody has to repay for the fuel to plant it. The seed. I mean, there is a financial impact whether they get to 20% or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I struggle.
But I think
with,
that's probably the renter that's paying that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't share. You know where they split.
Sometimes they split.
Depends on how it's set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if he's not providing the information that we need, it kind of ties our hands.
I mean, because if he would have just gave us a report, like he could have, where I had licensed contract, he could have given me something from Jenkins saying
40 acres and this is what it
cost me
to, for the first time and the second time, you might have reached.
Maybe we could have come up with a number to get.
Number.
You're exactly right, yeah. We could have come up with a number that maybe gave us the 20% we're looking for. Because then the 20% seems to be the goal. That's my takeaway.
Well, David been the one to
20% of the assessed land's
value. Yeah, of just that
so
2
it has
million.
To exceed the 412,643 cost.
Yeah.
Is what the LB 512 says.
So land is the toughest one we're going to run into.
David.
I mean, I kind of know what we should set the value
at. How much did you have to replant down at Cottonwood Flats?
I don't know, 60 acres.
55, 60 acres. Yeah, we're just in a meeting talking about the flood stuff. Do you have any idea what it costs an acre? Your inputs, just ballpark?
with your fertilizer and seed and what?
The
total per acre.
Seed is 100. Fertilizer is 50 times. Oh, shit, I can't even think. 50 cents a unit. That's 200 units.
250 units.
$125.
For the fertilizer?
For nitrogen and another 60 for dry or something like that.
Okay. And then fuel, and we can come up with fuel and the herbicide. Yeah, with chemicals.
Pre-merging the other stuff's probably
$25 an acre for the and then when you replanted, did you get how much of that got drowned back out?
Oh shit. Replanted, you know, I left the spots, I replanted the whole thing, and then it got dropped out. But probably only stones, too. Are you talking about stones, or are you just talking
yeah,
about
just curds for now.
Oh, just curds. There's only probably an acre and a half, acre at most.
Okay.
That's probably okay. The last time. That's not there now, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the information.
Okay.
You bet.
He has a cash. Does he have to pay rent? Cash rent?
He pays cash rent per acre.
So what he lost is out of his pocket.
Yeah.
So he plus loses the rent too, right off
plus
the top.
The farm.
Yeah. That's a good point, Larry. Because he's paying, because I'm sure he's under contract, so Kirk's going to want to get paid.
Yeah, he's already, I think he paid half in the beginning and half at harvest or thereabouts. So.
Is that around about 300 an acre?
Yeah, I'd say at least three.
Yeah, three.
So are you thinking if we give Kurt a break, he's going to pass it on?
That's the thing, is Kurt going to... Well, yeah, for what he lost, is he just not going to charge Dave rent for that 60 acres? I would doubt it.
I would imagine Kurt is going to collect. Those contracts are pretty much written out that you set that aside for them.
I doubt if we can give him any.
No, that has no bearing on Kurt.
Yeah. That's why it can be Kurt would have to be the one to file this.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't Jenkins have to file it? Because Dave's the one that's actually getting hit.
Mm-hmm. But he's not the landowner.
The technically taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a hurry to get this passed because of the flood, which I mean I commend them for. That's a great idea, but it's sloppy. I mean that's what happens. Fast can be sloppy, and this one is sloppy.
Yeah, because in reality, Kurt is the one that gets the break, but Dave's the one that takes
all of
the hit.
That's yes.
Well, I remember that time Kurt Holmes down there. What you call us was a farm in it?
No. Peterson?
Out west. Albright's.
Mm.
And that other guy. And he didn't give him a break. And I said, gee, that's terrible. Well, a contract's a contract. Oh, so I did give him a break on the storage. They asked me to bring the storage on out there.
Okay.
Gee whiz. So with what Dave told us, are we hitting that 20%?
We still won't hit it. I mean, we can do the 350, and the impact area that's bad is 60 acres. Is that what we can say probably safely?
Yeah.
But if he didn't lose no rent money, he didn't lose nothing.
Yeah.
For Dave, yeah. Kurt's not out anything, no. Well, I'm just assuming he's not.
Yeah.
Except
I was thinking that maybe when I saw the common flats, maybe it affected the CRP that, and it had to be reworked or something. Then that would directly be a cost to Cottonwood Flats.
Flats, but he didn't protest any of the WRP stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just those, that 400 and that little 14 next to it. Yeah. Actually, the only reason we separated is there's a section line there. So.
3,000 short. Mm-hmm. don't know. I think we're kind of in a rock and a hard place with this. Is with what we're getting, we're not reaching that 20% threshold. No.
Uh-huh. With the information we have.
Yeah, with the information we have. And he can still appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it's absolutely not like he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, I wonder how many. Kurt of not, you know,
yeah,
I mean, yeah,
he's a smart guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, oh,
he'll
yeah
know what his option is
yeah
here.
So, oh, yeah, Kurt knows. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, he knows better than most.
Yeah. So they have, yeah, he has an opportunity to take it on. I'm not sure whoever hears that is going to hear an awful lot of them from across the state.
Well, that's what they're, when I was down there that week, they're expecting a lot because they're still confused. All of, I don't know if you guys, you talked to
I've
the
talked
boards,
a lot. I talked to,
they're all a little confused
yeah
as well.
I know. I talked to several people that are on different boards, and they're all confused and worried about how they're.
And this is yeah the most confusing part is the ag land stuff. I mean, if it's a house or something, we can put numbers to it and tell you.
All right.
So I don't know. I would say it would be the both. I did two. I did one for his 400-acre piece, and one he filled a 425 out for the 14-acre piece. And it's percentage-wise, it's both the same thing. He just doesn't quite get to the 20%. And he may have something he can provide to us if he appeals it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can revisit it then. And if we hit yeah that 412, it's a simple, then we just put those acres at 215 mm-hmm and move on.
Sounds good.
Good thinking. Next.
So his would be the same on both.
Yep.
We're not thinking he meets the threshold.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the same. I kind of already crunched some numbers, so it's just tinier or with the same problem. So the next one I have is this one I got more a little bit more on. So if we go to, or which one did you put?
I don't know. Whichever one you want.
Yeah.
This is 8938 is the last parcel.
938, yeah. So okay, this is the gal that has land. Now we're already doing something for her. She has a manufactured house out on 1213 M Avenue, and she has a big lot. The whole back half of her lot is a slough. It's essentially where all the water from the, it's a watershed where all the water from the bluff comes down. So because of that, and she has water every year, we've already put an adjustment on her. So she's get, which is over the required 20%. So we take $7,800 off of her land value every year for that purpose. So I don't know if we needed to do, I wasn't sure if we needed to do anything else. She didn't. She sent us the same pictures we always have of hers. And you can see, yeah, if you bring up her parcel, you'll get a good look at it.
But did she submit any evidence?
No, she never gave us just some pictures.
Yeah. Bring up her.
Okay.
Yeah, so she gave me the 425, which, and then she gave us the, her, there it is. That's her watershed right in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what she's claiming this year that we don't have the evidence on, so we're already giving her a break for that land. It's not just not worth the same acre as the front half.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking $7,800 off for that every year based on an adjustment. But she's saying the culvert caused, if you read in here, there's something about a culvert, but yet she didn't give me a picture or anything. And I looked at all the aerials, and I can't see a culvert problem. You know, where it looks like the culvert's backed up. You know, you would think that it would flood back on both sides,
mm-hmm,
right? There'd be water standing, but I don't see any. And I've looked 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, and 19. Yeah. And that's right up to her back porch. This is the front. Now, this is when she gets it bad. This is partially the culvert, and I don't know why she doesn't think it comes from her back. You can see the water lines and trails coming from the back. If it gets too full back there, it comes up front, too. I don't think she necessarily...
I mean, if she's got a culvert that's plugged, that's something that we definitely need to look into, though.
Yeah, and I couldn't see it or see what was going on with it, but She didn't give me anything for damage. She claims there's no damage to her buildings, and we asked her twice. I said, you've got water.
She said, did not get into my basement. She broke that.
She says it comes up and touches, but that recedes fast. Oh. Brunwick is her name? Brunick?
Gail Brunick.
Yeah. She's been in a couple of times. And I think what we, like in the past, what we decided to do is just permanently take care of the watershed problem for her. Now this is a new one. This, I believe, she believes comes from the culvert.
Larry, you're County Road Board, dude. Go out and see what's going on with that culvert if you get a chance.
Will it do me any good?
Well, yeah, then we'll talk to Fred about it. Get her cleaned out.
12,
13. If it's a plugged culvert.
I wonder if it is. I mean, that whole swamp down through the whole...
Yeah.
All the way down through that. You know, that used to be... We took alfalfa off that, where the swamp is, years ago.
Did you?
I mean, 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
If you get a chance, so take a look and see if you can see a culvert out there.
Yeah, because I
just by the other day, but I didn't pay any attention.
Yeah.
But I didn't see in the water. But I think the water's on both sides of the road.
You would
think if it's clogged, wouldn't it be there on both sides? But
it's plugged up. It stayed to the west of the road.
Oh, so do you think the stuff on this side's from the old slope?
Well, I think she's on the west side of the road, ain't she?
She's right where that bend is.
She's right next to that corner house.
Yeah.
On the curve.
Yeah, she's...
Yep, yep.
Yeah, here she's that first house after the curve.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, see, that's the old...
Yeah, right.
And there's that corner house.
So she's talking about the culvert being on the county road, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I was looking for to see if...
somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You can see the field up north of her there. Now there's
pretty much.
There's water that goes through that ditch. It looks like
no water.
But I don't know if that's what she means. She thinks there's a culvert there somewhere. I don't know where the culvert is.
Well, I'm not for sure either. But I thought there was water on the east side of the road to the right there too. But I don't see it now.
This is, I think, May is when, or is April, or I forget. They flew the whole county the last part of April, first part of May.
Well, I guess I got
understand thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. So is it 2 years? I'll do it again.
And then we'll get all of our change finder and all the stuff we don't have picked up. We'll get, and that'll be very good for the county.
So, what's the 20%?
So for her, what I was looking for. It's $6,240 of damage against, because I'm not counting the $7,800 against her because we're doing that for a different reason.
Okay.
But so her land value now is $31,200, which would result in $6,240. So I've measured it off. You know, she can seed it. $1,800 maybe. You know, I'm thinking she's got $3,000 if she wants to redo her front yard in there. You know, not 20%.
Mm-hmm.
But there's at least probably $3,000 a day. I don't see any dead trees, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which usually, if the water's sitting longer, the trees die.
But it takes long. It takes quite a while. Covington Lakes is
okay, so
into that.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if she needed trees or shrubs replaced. But either way, she never gave us an estimate from a landscaping company or a contractor. You can call your insurance company, we'll give you an estimate. I mean, and you can turn that in and we'll use it. I think on their form it actually lists insurance companies, contractors, maybe FEMA's on there. I don't
know. So we need more information.
Yeah. So for her, she would have had to give us an estimate.
Add supporting documents, photographs, reports, damage estimates, repair estimates, insurance documents.
And that stuff's all listed on the application.
Yeah. It's right there, yeah. They have to check it, actually. I think it's on the right below filling in your name and address and everything. And they've been very good about giving us pictures in the form.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple in here with more information, but... And again, this is another one. She has water. She has water pretty consistently.
So what's your suggestion?
The stuff from the slough we keep my adjustment on there of that 8. So we take $7,500 off of her land and we just leave that alone every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I'd just leave that alone. Unless we can prove a culvert is causing a problem, and I can have her then give me an estimate saying they got to replant this row of tree, that gets me over $6,000. I don't think we can do anything. But the $7,800 is at least helping her now.
Yeah,
yeah. And I should have, and I don't think I reminded her of that, because technically her lot, if she was equalized, would be $39,000, not
$31,200.
Okay.
Good enough. Yeah, so we're already doing something because we recognize the slough behind her house as a problem area for her. I'd build a little, well, you got to be careful doing that, then you cause trouble, but. Oh. So my recommendation was we've already adjusted for that, and I would just keep doing that. Unless you guys want to try. It's just her lot. She said it's not her house, and she said that twice. Which surprises me because the water touches her house.
Kane.
Yeah, I think with what another case of what she provided with us, we can't justify the 20%.
Yeah, and it asks them for it right on the form, you know, to give us the other details we need. And then I can look at it against the assessed value and make formulas work.
What does John Kane need?
Right.
John actually gave us estimates. John went out of his way to give us a whole bunch of information.
Where's that picture from?
That is a 2017 picture of his dock with the lift on it.
Oh.
And here's an estimate he got from some guy, and I don't know why he went there, but this guy's from either Hinton or Mobile or someplace in Hinton. And I don't know who that is. Oh, do you know him? Oh, I was going to say, I'm assuming it's legit. So his number came in at $56,100. So I broke it all down on what was damaged for him. So John has a residence value of $259,350, but there's no damage to it. He has miscellaneous improvements that add up to $77,260, and that's between his pool. I mean, he's got a park back there, essentially. Mm-hmm. Very nice fire pits.
Mm-hmm. And
so that was part. So that is would require $15,452 just for us to give him credit. And then his lot value is $126,970, which means to redo his lot, we would need to hit $25,394. So John submitted the forms. He gave you some good photos, and he gave us that estimate. So I went through the estimate, and the problem with the estimate that we got to be careful with is a big chunk of that has to do with rebuilding his sidewalk, his rope, his stairs, everything on that wing dike that hangs out there because the wing dike was gone. Well, originally we had thought that wing dike was Herman Freeze's. Yeah, so Herman, this ties into Herman. He's at war with John. But so Herman got a letter from the Corps saying, I'm sorry, the Corps told him, don't touch that. He said, we have to maintain it. You're not to improve the wing dike. So here comes our first problem with John. Do we find a way to compensate to redo something he can't do?
Is it part of his assessed value?
No, we don't charge him land value on the dikes. It's part, you know, it's one of those things like when you own the ditch.
I don't think it'd be a good idea to then.
Yeah, so we don't charge him for it. He don't pay taxes on it. And I know for sure the Corps does not want anybody attaching stairs, pouring sidewalks. But he had a lighthouse on the end of it a little bit. It was a nice little light. I mean, it looked really nice. And it's gone. It's all gone. So I have a problem with using that amount. And the other problem John has, and then we get to the positives for John, but the other problem John has is a dock is not real property. dock is more like personal property. It's movable. It comes in. It goes out. So his biggest single item is a $22,000 dock in the form.
Do you have it assessed? Can we give? Can we take 20%?
He never turned in personal property for it. So he's not paying taxes on it.
Did the dock disappear during this process?
It's sitting in the lot next to him. Now, according to the aerial, I think it's damaged. I think he did get broke before he got it. Because there were electrical lines, because he has the lift. He doesn't even have the old crank lift. It looked like he had the power. I mean, he had it all set up pretty nice. I can believe it's at least 20. It was at least 22,000.
Yeah.
So and then the other thing is, if I understand the form right, it says that we can only account for real property, not personal, down at the bottom of the back page. So I'm like, well, even if I can, and I know it's damaged, even if I can prove it's damaged, will they still let us use that? The difference between real and personal. So that one was the other question, because he needs that to hit his 20% naturally. We can skip the wing dike stuff and keep the dock and still hit our 20%. Because he gave me quotes to replant trees, shrubs, landscaping. They got to redo one of his exterior fireplaces. I mean, all the numbers are right in there, and I did them in here. Without that dock, though, we're at 14% and 7%. Well, that would be miscellaneous improvements. We're at 14% right there in red. So it just depends on our interpretation of the real versus personal that they got. I thought it was vague all the way through until the bottom part of the page, Joan. I forget, what does it... It says something, and I got a little more...
Significant property damage means damage to an improvement, damage to land.
Damage to improvement, but he doesn't list it as an improvement.
I don't see.
Well, right here, this one.
No, destroyed real property.
They keep mentioning going back to
real property,
which
suffered significant property damage.
And we could get that for the dock. I think it's got damage. He probably has to get that lift totally replaced, half the dock replaced. He had that nice covered dock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he tried to get it out. It was pulled up on the side, but it doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. And that deck he had down there is gone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
I feel bad for him, but how do you give him a tax break on something that's not taxed?
Yeah, he should have... I had it in there for a while. And then between the form... And then I verified with Christy, who's supposed to be on vacation, but I said she does all of our personal property. She goes, the only returns we have were John's, so I checked again, and that's for his roofing business. So he's never turned in the dock or the lift or any of that.
That's personal property.
And maybe he didn't know, I guess. I don't know. So you might not think of
which
it.
There's probably not a dock in Dakota County turned in as personal property.
I can't think of one. That's true. I mean, that's the truth. I can't think of one. If somebody has, I don't know about it.
You probably don't know about my big swim pool.
We already had it. That. Mm-hmm. We got that all. It's all part of that building with the office.
You got a 30-acre swimming pool out there. Yeah. How many acres of water do you there out there?
About that, I think.
So. It keeps referring to real property. That's
what I'm wanting. Generally, that's what that is always saying. But I don't. It doesn't say not personal anymore.
Who's our county association now that Hornbeck's not?
So that's one of those things that's open to interpretation. I can see all kinds of arguments over that.
Because you know, you don't count too much, you know.
And that would be insurance.
You know, but I
would think so.
We have that covered by insurance.
Sure.
Goodell was on it too, wasn't he?
Especially that. It was a really nice, it was a good dock. He put in a very nice dock. Very nice set of steel stairs to it.
That's a no also,
yeah, my opinion is, we got closest with this one. He did turn in some evidence, but we couldn't get over 14%. Without the doc, I can't get over 14% for him.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to the doc. I mean, and the doc, when we read the back, And again, John can appeal it and maybe give me another estimate, or I can find out from somebody, I can reach out and see what they're doing between real and personal. Nobody's even asked that question yet that I've seen on all the emails going back and forth. Mm-hmm. But it's, the whole thing says
I'm sure he has it on his insurance.
Oh, yeah. I would think he wouldn't want to lose that and not get it back.
In Dakota, 2 week accident, no
I mean,
injury,
he took the time to pull it out to try to save it, so I'm assuming it's important to
him. This is about an appeal. Tom, we can't count the dog if you don't pay tax.
Taxes on it, yeah. So that was Kane's. Now, he came the closest from a percentage standpoint, and it was dog-dependent. Now, Betty needs help the most and probably has the most expensive problem, but she doesn't have an estimate. So Betty is, her house, and it, we can only deal with this year's floods. It's not the 11, but she hasn't done anything since the 11. So she did her house the right way. She doesn't have a basement. It's a crawl space on a slab with that fill, what do they call that, leveling sand or whatever underneath the slab. Mm-hmm. And between all the floods, even FEMA's letter admitted that she's settling. She has a problem. But FEMA wouldn't, they told her what her value should be.
So she has no flood. She has no insurance.
Yeah, so Farm Bureau just threw her away, said, you don't have, how do you not have, how would they not cover her right there on the river? I don't even understand that. And that's low down there.
Mm-hmm.
Davies, yeah, that's.
I think it's got something to do with Farm Bureau.
Yeah, Farm Bureau needs to. And then so she went to FEMA, it looks like, and FEMA said, no, you should be insured for this. But nobody gave her an estimate on what it's going to take to, you know, put some pillars underneath, you know, brace that house up and fix her, probably have to bust that slab out, re-level. There's no way, that to me is going to hit 20% of the value of that house.
Marty, that sounds like a good winter job for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, Martin, there you go, sir.
I got plenty of bad jobs. I want a good one.
Yeah, Mark, she needs help. But
yeah, she does. She's
a nice lady.
Super lady.
Yeah.
Jenkins and his hired guys helped load her stuff all out in semi.
Oh,
the last
that
time.
Was nice. Yeah, she actually filed. She contacted her insurance company. She contacted FEMA. Everything she was supposed to do, nobody's helping her. And that's what FEMA. Nobody says it's going to cost you $25,000 probably mm-hmm. by the time you jack this up. And
oh yeah,
depending on how bad it is, we don't even know how bad mm-hmm. it is. So they are pointing the finger at each other.
Is it a modular or a real house?
Hers is stick built, I believe.
It's a
ranch, probably 1,500 square feet, I want to guess.
Shoot, a mover, he'd want like 20,000 probably just to lift it up.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you were to jack it up and even put a 4-foot crawl space under it, you'd have $40,000 into that for
sure. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's just no way she doesn't hit 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to turn in the right information. It's just nobody's given it to her. So I'm trying to, is she related to Cools or somebody? So who is she related to? Does she have somebody that can help her?
Scott? I think Scott, yeah, I think Scott is related somehow to them, too. Because he was out helping them, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Scott is related to that.
Somebody needs to help her not take no, and there's her place. Not take no for an answer. I remember we went out after 11. She had water lines on the house, every building, and
Davies never have come back.
Yeah, they never have come back. Nope, they're just. And actually, a tree fell on one of those buildings out there, tore it all up.
Man.
So that one I'm struggling with. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I could give, you know.
As it stands, it's worthless.
What's that?
As the place stands today, it's worthless.
No, it's not worthless. It needs leveled.
It needs some
repair.
Type of foundation.
Yeah, so it has.
But she doesn't have any estimates or anything.
No.
So then, come and get flooded again, you got the same problem, right?
Yeah, she gets flooded. She can't afford to get flooded very many more times before that, because this is a problem that's been going on since 11, slowly but surely settling it out underneath there. And this last one in June, I think, really hit her. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even FEMA said, yeah, that's the problem. It's you're going to have problems, but they didn't tell her what it would cost to fix it. They said, here's what your insurance company should have had it insured for. The insurance company says you don't have insurance. And it's like, and there sits Betty out there all by herself. Ken's gone, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He passed, something like that. Yeah. So this is a tough one because I honestly believe there's 20% of her home value. Because, you know, I break it apart. Without the miscellaneous improvements, her outbuildings are separate. The land is separate. Just her residence, there's 20% sitting there.
And that's probably something that maybe we can note in our regular file next year to maybe do a little better. This next year, do a little more thorough investigation of her settling, and maybe we can adjust the valuation based on that.
She needs to protest, too, now. Yeah, because she has a legitimate settling problem. Mm-hmm. Coffee. So I don't know. So if we do 40 against it, I put her residence number down for you.
I don't know. 40 might not do it.
That's just
it. I know.
25?
By the time you jack it up and
yeah.
And then it would be
Dale, you wanted 40 that. She and Dale wanted one time just to raise that little house out there, that old farmstead thing there.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted like $12,000 just to leave it and
to lift it while they
put a decent basement under
it. Yeah.
See? And this house, way too big. It's twice as big. The garage hanging on, you know, that thing didn't have nothing but a fortune.
So if you're looking at the residence for 128,405, she'd need to come up, so she'd have to meet 25,000 to get a 20% value reduction on her. Can't we just look at the residence only?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can look at the residence only, not the ground.
But can we say this is what it would cost? What did you say it would cost to lift it?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you could spend lifting and put a decent foundation under it and what have you, and piers. I guess it must have some piers under it somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, $50,000, I would think. I mean, I don't know if anybody, you know.
It costs 20 to lift it for sure.
Yeah, probably, you know. Dale, I mean, he.
We don't have to put a firm number on anything, do we? We just have to say that it meets the 20% threshold.
Yeah, you're probably right.
She should have submitted an estimate to raise the house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she didn't. So.
To raise and level. And
what did she say?
I think she just put that it's settled.
Has she done any interior work?
Well, it was did a lot of work after the 11 flood.
Yeah.
This time, I think it's just been kind of cleaned out, and she's back in it. She's back in it. So,
yeah. The way it looked is it's just there was flooding, but it didn't go up in.
So FEMA doesn't give her an estimate of what they thought the damage doesn't look. Fire loss unknown. Adjust her assignment information.
Key relationship to insured daughter. So her daughter must have. She must have a daughter that did the work. The paperwork.
FEMA is saying that the foundation is starting to sink. The insured resided in the building 80% of the preceding year, 80% of the time of ownership if purchased within a year, and the building is insured within 80% of the replacement cost value of the time of loss. The loss should be adjusted on a replacement cost or special loss settlement basis as described in the policy.
A lot of nothing in that paragraph that means anything.
Are you guys reading the FEMA letter?
Special instructions, you know, and they say it, the foundation is starting to sink, and Larry's saying it would cost at least 50. And you had 20% of her residence was 25, so does she need that?
Oh, she'd meet the 20%.
So to get it repaired to...
Yeah, as long as she gets over, I didn't even look. It 25 was 20%, so...
Yeah.
And I would guarantee you that it's
way over 25, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because...
So if we would say yes to this, we would subtract 25,681 from her 128,405 value and adjust her.
Yeah, we could take her down that much, or if we think it's 50,000, we can take it down that much.
Oh,
I can
have
put
to
it.
Meet 20,
just add a minimum,
and then we can go higher.
Yeah, as long as we hit the minimum, then it's up to the board to decide what we think we would want to reduce it to compensate her for getting that resolved.
I don't know. Maybe the guys just do 40, not knowing, not having anything on paper, you know, from anybody.
We know for sure that it would take 40, and that's a safe number.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you had a bid, that would be
give
a safe number.
Give or take 5,000 or 10,000, I mean, it's cool.
So I would be comfortable in doing that.
So we would so we would just deduct, I'm looking at the wrong one. We would just deduct the 128,405, we'd take 40 off of that.
Yep.
And that would be her new improvement cost.
Yep.
Does underneath it, does it have a slab on a sand fill and then a foundation around the perimeter?
I don't know. That's my understanding
it said something on a slab.
Yeah, there was a slab over, was it fill sand or something there was a specific kind of, I'm sure.
Monolithic slab, a lot of times they have a footing that goes down, you know, maybe 2 foot on the outside and then it's over sand.
Huh.
So 88,405 on the residence.
I'd make that motion.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to make that motion. Or we do make a motion to do that on that particular case.
Do we want to get it done with the other one? And then
let's go through all of them.
And then, so we did both of Cottonwood, we did John. Now all we got left is Mr. Freeze. Now, Mr. Freeze has also got a protest in. The protest won't get him anywhere because it's post-January 1 problem, and that's kind of how if you read the whole 425, it starts out saying between these dates because January 1 is set. So, and he turned in his 425, and John, or Herman, I don't want to call him John.
No, Herman. For lunch, you better have some dessert.
Yeah. And he said this time he's not going to deal with me. It's strictly up at DeKim's office. So I said I highly recommend that for support.
Yeah. Good job. Thank you, Kim.
So Herman believes both, that he should win his protest and that he's not doing the 425 process right because what he's claiming, and as we look at it, is its impact to the market value. Well, Riverfront didn't start going up in value till after the 2011 flood when it started coming up for sale. Mm-hmm. So there's just no evidence to support that. And that's not what a 425 is. It's to replace the damage, not the market. Now, and you can see the fence I thought was his. It's not. That's actually part of John's. Because part of that fence got knocked down, too.
Mm-hmm.
But his land went all the way up to the house, and he said it's not in his house, it's just his lot. And then when it recedes, it leaves, like the river's going to do, debris, trees, everything you're going to have on a lot. I mean, whatever's floating down there, when it recedes, it's going to stay there. So he will have a cleanup expense, and he would have a, you know, reseed expense. I don't know what his tree or shrub damage is, but, you know, you can put a number to that. But what he didn't do is give us, like his neighbor did, an estimate from a landscaper saying you need four trees at this amount, you know, I'm going to mulch, seed, we'll do all the hydro seed, whatever it is he wants done. I don't have a number to go with to get. Mm-hmm. So, and you can see to get to the minimum, the 20% for Herman, because he's claiming it is in his house, he needs to give us an estimate of $23,140 or higher to hit that 20% of damage to the land. And I don't know if it's there. You know, if it was his, but he had to replace a fence. He had all of the miscellaneous, like John, like his neighbor had $77,000 of miscellaneous improvements to get as close as he did. Herman just doesn't have the fire pits and all of those other extra decks and things that Mr. Kane did.
Is that a 6-foot vinyl fence?
Yeah.
$10 a foot, right?
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, just people want to have it. Yeah,
but it was Kane's fence.
Yeah, but it ended up being John's. I thought I had that messed up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't his.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, so it was.
So he just had to clean up, plant shrubs, and grass.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's essentially, and you clean up grass, shrubs, maybe a tree or two.
You take a bobcat down and push your crop back in the river.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You know,
all the way.
Yeah,
nobody's
working
around.
Where's the core? The core's
not
in here.
Like
the
core's
never around
anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it's, you know, what do you say? I mean, how much? I mean, the highest tree estimate I got was from John, and he had three trees, and it was
$3,600. And he estimated 20-something, so.
Yeah,
Another case of all the nice trees, $1,000 a piece.
But that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I didn't know if they were.
That's what Carter Harding did.
Is that to remove trees or for new trees? Because I've never seen a new tree that expensive.
Me either. It was just a single line item for trees.
Oh, maybe the 12-foot tree or something. They go to Hardington to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be expensive. Or maybe, well, like you said, are they.
Tree and
yeah. Are they cutting it down? Was what was left?
That's all it needs to come back in. Protest or give you more information.
Yeah, yeah, we need something. I need an estimate.
Maybe you could just stop on.
Yeah, you want me to run out there?
You can swing out there and see if you got any more information for us.
I'm in a good mood now. We're done. Just
what's his,
I don't have no more.
What's his last name?
Freeze. F R E S E. He's from Walt Hill originally.
Oh.
Maybe when you're playing cards with him and
yeah, exactly.
Leon is.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. That'd be a pair to draw.
That'd be a killer deal, boy.
Oh, my stars, I can do it.
Well, you'll get to know Herman.
Yeah. I told him Kim is his best shot. She knows all the laws.
That's right.
She gets squared away.
Inside now.
So this one, I just couldn't come up with anything. Without an estimate, I mean, I don't mind. You know, if we got
to
do moving sand
or
contracting, what's it going to cost to do something? We can come up with our own estimate, you know, as a board. You guys, that's your expertise. But when it comes to this landscaping, I just, there's not enough. Even if I drove to Hardington and bought an expensive tree like that, I don't think you're going to pay $1,000 a tree.
I wouldn't think $500 for a nice tree. Probably.
Yeah, I think $500 a tree is what they paid out on 35, on the place that Adam Anderson's living on.
Oh, okay.
And those were
some papers.
Yeah, they were established. I mean, well, probably 6 feet tall.
Oh, bigger ones.
If people had businesses that were affected on this 425, does that?
We didn't run into it.
I know, but yeah, I mean, was that part of it? If they lost the ability to,
would have to address it somehow. Is my understanding. And then we're going to have to get into the income with them. And, I mean, were you shut down? Like, for example, if Herrigfeld's was still halfway point to permit. Yeah, I mean, we'd have
I'm kind of surprised that Covington didn't because, you know, their course was set down for months.
No, John, he hasn't been in. I mean, you would think. I don't know how many holes were impacted.
It's 8 of the 18.
8 of the 18.
So he lost a lot of. But that time is kind of gone.
Yeah, but it's. I believe it's available to him too. It's land. It's affected by We just have to figure it out, probably do an income on it.
But the 425, isn't that in this week too?
Yeah, we have to be done this week by the 25th as well, I guess.
Was the
50th. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, the 50th, yeah, and then we, you guys, I think the board, we have to be done by the 25th. I think that was all of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought we only had five.
Yeah, there just wasn't as much there as I thought. It took longer to look at it and try to figure it out than it did to actually come up with what we should think about doing. If we're doing the right thing, Betty's is definitely right. She followed the process.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good idea what needs to be done to get it fixed, so... This year, we'll just call it an education process. Hopefully, we're done with floods, but the way it's going, I don't know.
Oh, I know.
I'm just glad we didn't get 150 or something crazy like that of these things, like some counties. I get counties with less water than I have got more than we...
Mm-hmm.
We posted it. We talked about it. We told people about it.
Now, Hope County, I know they said they had over 100 of them.
Wow. Yeah, I think it was them and somebody... where's Megan at? Yeah, but they were talking back and forth and said that because they were trying to figure out what to do with them. They're like, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
It's farm, you know, and so it's got sand. It's going to cost them X amount of dollars to move the sand. Well, then they can't farm it. It's waste.
Did you guys get the new transport ban yet?
I haven't seen it. Okay, so...
Do we have to send it to somebody, Joan, or...
We'll need a motion.
Oh.
Just like we have a week to do it, just like we do it.
For everything else, okay.
Okay.
So we'll need a motion to accept the new assessed improvement
value
or home value on Betty Cooper, mm-hmm. and then to deny the 425 claims on the other four? Can we just word it that way? Okay, well, that'll be my motion. I'll make that motion.
I'll second that deal.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we will move on to item D. Closed session to discuss pending litigation negotiations on Turk case 18R0218, 18R0219, and case 18R0096. So I will make the motion for us to go into closed session to discuss those cases.
I would second that motion.
Even though nobody's in, still shut the door, don't we? Yeah. Just to make sure we're...
Larry?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Kevin. Okay. It is 12:37. We are going into closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk case 18R0218, 18R0219, and 18R0096.
I got it.
Okay. It is 12:46. And you need a motion to come out of closed session, right?
Yeah, geez. I'd make a motion to come out of closed session.
Okay.
Second that deal.
Martin.
Yes.
Kevin. Larry.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we are out of closed session. It is 12:46. So we'll move on to item E. To approve or deny the county attorney to make settlement in Turk case 18R0218 and 18R0219.
The one? Just one of them?
Yeah, just that one of the Bell Fury, the... 219.
Okay.
219, yep.
I didn't
hold it.
Ghost, it shuts on
its own. Oh.
I know who's ghost
it is. Ghost of the angry taxpayer.
That doesn't go down.
Was it 0219 that we're making the... Okay, so I will make the motion to approve the Dakota County Attorney to make a settlement agreement in TURC case 18R0219.
I'd second that motion.
015012, are you still
Kevin?
Yes.
Very
much.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Item F, the board to approve or deny the Dakota County Attorney to make a settlement agreement in TURC case 18R0096.
Second that motion.
Larry?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, that is it for the new business. We'll move on to public comment, which I do not see any public comment. So we will adjourn. It is 12:48.
Now can I say something? A little bit?
Oh.